93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Tuesday. It is April 17th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, flooding across the Delaware Valley left motorists stranded and made a mess for yesterday morning's commute. Residents in Ridley Park faced torrential rain that flooded basements of a half a dozen homes. The gushing sound of water was the movement of the lake that had formed Monday morning behind the homes on East Rogers Street in Ridley Park. Following the drenching rain, 3 to 4 feet of water was suddenly rushing towards the home. Neighbors are blaming the train tracks behind the home for the flooding. Neighbors say a CSX crew was working on debris removal last week. They believe the crews inadvertently blocked the sewer drain. It wasn't until cleanup crews got to the drain and removed the debris that the water then drained away.
You know what? It was this was hitting while we were on the air.
Yeah,
morning. So it was in the morning commute. I had no idea that it was coming down to that extent until I got home and I saw the news yesterday afternoon, and they were just talking about it came down so quickly it didn't have time to soak into the ground.
Yeah.
And it just, all this runoff happened, and that's why some of the worst traffic in years was yesterday during the morning commute.
Again, I had until I saw the news later on the day, I had no idea it was as bad as it was out on the roads. Yeah. Same thing, Preston.
Yeah, I had to, because the Schuylkill was flooded yesterday morning. I reported in different spots it was flooded. So it was like reduced to one lane. It was a nightmare. So people were trying to take, you know, when you get off at Gladwin, you go down by the river.
That whole thing.
That was all flooded.
Oh,
but, you know,
God.
It drained pretty quickly because that's how I got home yesterday, because the Schuylkill was still jammed. But you could see, like, you could still see the mud on the road where it had flooded. So vehicles were stuck in the flash flood in New Jersey as well. Drains couldn't handle the amount of water and debris coming in, causing major flooding on the roads and bad judgment calls from drivers. You know, obviously people trying to travel through it, thinking it was as bad as it was. Dozens of vehicles were stuck in the flooded streets. Drains clogged up with all kinds of debris, which forced officials to bring in more equipment to clear the highways before the evening rush. New Jersey Department of Transportation officials pumped the storm water into a nearby creek. A United Airlines flight en route to Palm Beach from Newark International Airport was diverted to land at a military base after the crew declared an emergency Monday night. According to officials, United Airlines 1559, a Boeing 737, landed safely at Dover Air Force Base at about 7:20 after the crew reported a mechanical problem. The FAA said the flight that was en route to Palm Beach International Airport with 87 passengers and 6 crew members on board. A United Airlines spokesperson said the maintenance team was inspecting the aircraft and that they were working to get their customers to Palm Beach as soon as possible. A batch of bad gasoline made for a rough start to the week for some drivers in Lehigh Valley. Drivers say they stopped to refuel at a Sunoco station at the Bandit truck stop off of Interstate 78 in Weisenberg Township on Monday, but they didn't make it far. One customer said the RPM was sputtering and then everything in his vehicle lit up. A Sunoco manager believes a faulty cap allowed water to seep into the supply of Super and Plus gasoline. According to a mechanic, the entire fuel system could need to be replaced depending on the vehicle.
Man. Yeah, it causes tremendous damage.
Yeah, the Sunoco station said that it is cooperating fully with customers who have been impacted and they are offering to cover any repairs.
Preston, you remember on the Munsters, Grandpa invented a pill that would turn water into gasoline. We need that now, I think.
Yeah, more than ever.
More than ever.
So,
all right, in sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yawning.
Before last night, the Sixers had won 17 games in a row dating back to the regular season, and the Phillies had won 6 in a row, but both of those winning streaks have come to an end. In South Philly, the Sixers lost to the Miami Heat in Game 2, falling 113-103. Dwayne Wade scored 28 points off the bench to end the Sixers' winning streak and even the first-round playoff series, one game apiece. The series continues on Thursday with Game 3 in Miami, tip-off set for 7 o'clock. In sad news, Hal Greer, the Hall of Fame guard who helped lead the Sixers to the 1967 NBA championship, died over the weekend in Arizona at the age of 81. The 76ers announced his death on the team's website but did not specify the cause or say where in Arizona he died. Greer, who was only 6'2", was one of the best pro guards of the 1960s in a group that included Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, and Sam Jones. The Phillies lost to the Braves 2-1 last night in Atlanta. Phil's pitchers only gave up 4 hits, and Julio Teheran pitched a strong game for the Braves, Rays and struck out 9 Phillies batters. The series continues tonight. Nick Pivetta gets the start. Game time set for 7:35. And the Flyers are off until tomorrow night when they'll look to rebound from their loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins on Sunday afternoon. Game 4 in South Philly is set to begin tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs. All right. And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. We have a couple of things that are going on today. We have our friends from Hooters stopping by.
Yoo-hoo.
And I'm certain we'll have some giveaways in conjunction with that. I'll check on that, though. But Hooters coming in, they have their 2018 International Swimsuit Pageant. It's the South Regional that is taking place Thursday at 8 o'clock at the Hooters in Concord, which is at 202 and Route 1, I believe.
I didn't start training early enough, so I couldn't.
You're good. You're going to be out this year?
I couldn't. I had to tap out.
Sorry to hear that.
Maybe next year.
All right. Well, we'll see what they have in store. We're going to have a Tattoo Tuesday since it is a Tuesday, and we have Lister Bob coming by to get some ink. We'll see how that goes. And, of course, $1,000 in cash or opportunity to win with MMR's birthday bucks, and I will have your first shot at that for the day at 8 a.m. We'll give you a word and a number to text that word into, and you just might win. And if you miss out then you got another chance at 11 and at 1 and at 4 and at 6.
God almighty.
And this is week 3, I think, that we're in, so we got 6 weeks altogether. So there's a little ways to go, but listen, the more you try, the better your chance, obviously, to win. And it's just a simple text. It's real quick, and you got to be listening. So we urge you to do that because we'd love to give you $1,000. Wouldn't be a bad thing. Speaking of giving things, we have a screening tonight, Super Troopers 2. A lot of people have been waiting for this movie for a long, long time. It's finally out. We have an advanced screening of it tonight at the UA King of Prussia. I'll take 5 callers. I will give you those movie passes, 215-263-WMMR. Go ahead. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. I have a stack of entertainment stories I want to run by you, some good, some bad.
Yes.
I have some sad news in there as well. So we'll come back in a moment and get into it all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Prince Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you ready for love? Well, Steven Singer Jewelers has hand-picked diamonds paired with beautiful mountings to create a stunning engagement ring that's ready to go right now. Check out his Ready for Love diamond engagement ring collection online at IHateStevenSinger.com and have it shipped immediately for free, all at the perfect price. One place, one price. Steven Singer Jewelers.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Hey, I want to thank whoever texted in to ask if I docked over the weekend.
Yeah.
Either they're on the 7th fairway at White Manor Country Club or they're asking if I docked on the 7th fairway of White Manor Country Club. I can't quite tell that or not, but anyhow. Hey, thanks for your concern. And no, I didn't end up docking this weekend.
I was asked about that very thing, Preston, while I was out at the food truck event and how your status was with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't have enough foreskin to do that.
No, so no.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. All right, so we're going to do a stupid question this morning, and we are going to give away a $50 giant gift card if you can get this correct. What candy has been brought into space over 130 times? 215-263-WMMR. What candy, what brand of candy has been brought into space over 130 times? 215-263-WMMR. You know this brand, by the way. All right, while we are awaiting your answer, I will give you some birthdays today, Tuesday, April 17th. And they include Maynard James Keenan, lead singer and bassist for Tool and A Perfect Circle and Pussifer, his other projects as well.
That's his gospel band, Pussifer.
He's 54 years old today, and they say they're going to have music out this year. It's really looking like it's actually happening now, Steve.
That last album, what was it now, 10 years ago, 11 years ago?
It was 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
Man, but I love that album. I listen to it all the time, and you're right, Preston. Like, for workout stuff?
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
Yep, exactly.
2006, that came out.
Wow.
10,000 Days, yeah. Jeez.
So he's celebrating his 54th birthday today. Happy birthday to Maynard. It's Jennifer Garner's birthday today.
Ah.
I love her. I mean, when those commercials, is it Citibank or?
What's in your wallet?
Yeah.
It's Capital One. When the Capital One commercials come on, I just have to stop what I'm doing. I just have to stop and look and go, she's so pretty.
And she looks better than ever.
Yeah. I would agree.
Age is like fine wine. First saw her in Dude, Where's My Car? And then Alias.
There was the, I forget, was it Reese Witherspoon's birthday? And she put on her marching band.
Oh, yeah.
And she played Happy Birthday to You on the saxophone.
She did a great job.
Yeah. You could clearly tell she was in a marching band because she marched properly. She rolled from her the outside of her foot in as she stepped, which is how you're supposed to properly step. And she marches up, plays Happy Birthday to You, turns around and marches away. It was really, really cute.
You just want to slap Ben Affleck and say, well, what are you thinking?
Yeah, he clearly was not thinking.
Are you thinking?
She's pretty close to perfect. And she is a yummy 46 years old today. Rooney Mara.
Yeah.
Who's been in a whole lot of stuff, including The Social Network and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, is 33 years old today. Singer Liz Phair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was Lilith Fair and Alt and all that stuff for a long time.
Yeah, she was very alt. She was kind of a harder edge in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of a little bit of a badass, and then she kind of softened up a little bit and had more of a adult contemporary career after a little while, but I always liked her.
So did I.
And she's 51 today.
Did you ever do a Lilith Fair?
I went to Lilith Fair. It was freaking fantastic.
They had a lot of good artists.
Sarah McLachlan and Tracy Chapman performed. And Tracy Chapman was badass. I mean, you think of, Fast Car and so forth. But like, Give Me One Reason.
It's a good song.
What a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
And she actually, I remember she played a, what's the Australian?
Didgeridoo.
She played a didgeridoo. Like jammed a
solo
on a didgeridoo.
Did she do Fast Car on a didgeridoo? Crazy.
No, she didn't do Fast Car.
You've got a Fast Car.
No, it was very cool, believe it or not.
So we're looking at one of the old lineups here. Tracy Chapman, Jewel, Paula Cole, She of the Hairy Armpits, and Suzanne Vega.
Yeah, there you go.
There were a lot of hairy armpits at Lilith Fair, but that didn't matter.
No, it was great. I enjoyed Lilith Fair. So Liz Fair, 51. Sean Bean. Love Sean Bean.
He's great.
Ned Stark in Game of Thrones.
I understand, as I'm about to binge watch Game of Thrones, that I shouldn't become too attached to his character.
You should not. No. You
enjoy season one.
Yeah, exactly. I love the way he speaks. I don't fight in tournaments.
Well, what I love is...
I don't want to know what I can do.
Lord of the Rings in the first one, he has a... When he... His death scene never fails to just kill me.
Yeah. And he's great in other movies. Patriot Games, he was in National Treasure. He's a solid actor. He's 59 years old today. Then you have Boomer Esiason, sportscaster, former NFL quarterback.
He was great in Lord of the Rings.
Boomer is 57 years old today. I must have missed his scene in Lord of the Rings.
The one who does the Hail Mary pass?
Oh, now I remember. Then you have Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice. And, of course, she's married.
That was quick.
Married to David Beckham. That was quick.
Thank you.
And she's celebrating her 44th birthday today.
So I think she was, when they first came out, she was probably my first or second favorite Spice Girl, Preston. You know, you had to judge these things.
Of course you did.
It's important.
Yeah.
And then they rotated in and out. Ginger was always at the top
or
curbiness. But then, of course, there was Sporty Spice.
Cute.
Who was cute.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite social media wrinkles, Kentucky Fried Chicken only follows 11 people. The five Spice Girls and 11 guys, or six guys named Herb.
That's great. Fantastic. Yeah.
Isn't that hilarious?
I did not know that.
So all five Spice Girls and then six dudes named Herb.
That's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Victoria Beckham is 44. And then the last birthday I saw is an author. It is Nick Hornby.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick Hornby wrote High Fidelity. He wrote About a Boy and Fever Pitch.
Did we have him in the studio?
No, we were supposed to. And then they offered a phoner, and we declined the phoner.
We said no.
Yeah.
We had David Faustino. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
That's probably.
Remember that cat?
We did?
Yeah. All right. He's 61 today. All right. Let's see if we can find an answer to the stupid question this morning. Which is what candy has been brought into space over 130 times? 215-263 WMMR is a number, and we're going to Ralph for the answer. Ralph, good morning, sir.
Yeah, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
That's excitement.
All right, Ralph, what candy's been brought to space over 130 times?
The M&M's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
I still love M&M's.
I do,
so
too.
So do I. Absolutely.
They're so easy to snack on. Now, do you go for a regular or peanut?
I like regular.
Yeah.
Both. Both a rock for me. If I want something that has protein in it, peanut. Right.
If you want to be healthy.
The dark chocolate M&Ms are my favorite.
Well,
of
between the old school, the, you know, the regular and the peanut, I always go for the peanut. The regular's kind of a little bit on the boring side, but if forced, I will have those.
You live your life on the edge, man.
All right, so Ralph, we are going to give a $50 giant gift card to you, and we all want to save money, save time, and eat well every day, and Giant helps make that possible, even easy. Why shop anywhere else? I got a lot for you this morning, guys. We'll start with Bill Cosby. The last couple of weeks, actually. Accuser Andrea Constan was grilled on the stand by his legal team on Monday. The defense is seeking to portray her as a con artist out for an easy payday. After hours of testimony over 2 days, Cosby's chief legal eagle, Tom Messero, concluded his initial round of questioning, asking her, did you ever fabricate a scheme to falsely accuse him for money?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, Andrea replied. His lawyers have repeatedly brought up the fact that she settled a $3.4 million lawsuit against Cosby in 2006.
I think was she on the stand yesterday for 7 hours?
Quite a stretch. It just says after hours. But yeah, that's a...
How long were you on the stand in our non-compete?
I don't remember. A couple hours, maybe.
Right.
But that's a whole day of court.
Yeah.
I would imagine 7 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the whole day being asked over and over. But it's such minutia.
They keep circling around. They keep trying to trip you up.
Yeah. When questioned, Andrea also denied knowing Marguerite Jackson, a former Temple University colleague who the defense is planning to call to the stand.
Yeah.
She is set to discuss how Andrea had told her of her plan to frame a high-profile person with a crime in order to blackmail him. Jackson has claimed that she and Andrea were friends, and she was blocked from testifying at the first trial.
But Andrea's saying she doesn't remember who this is?
Yeah, she says she does. I guess she says she doesn't know her.
Huh.
And what that means, I'm not sure. I mean, whether it's an acquaintance or who knows. Mm-hmm. But in addition to denying knowing Jackson, Andrea reiterated Monday that Cosby drugged and assaulted her. Her mother, Gianna Constan, also took the stand, claiming that Cosby admitted to sexually assaulting her daughter and apologized. She says that he admitted to giving Andrea a prescription drug. And Gianna claims that she became concerned about her daughter about 2 months after the alleged assault occurred when she left Temple University and moved back to Canada.
I wonder, though, from like a mother's perspective, this guy is admitting by their testimony that he drugged her and took advantage of her. Wouldn't you say, well, your ass is going to jail?
Yeah, well, I think that was the reason for the phone call initially. Like, she called because I don't know if he wasn't responding to Andrea or what it was, but she testified last time as well. And supposedly he admitted to her that he was a sick man. That's what I had heard.
Isn't that still,
which is why they called her to the stand.
Like, from a mother's point of view, though, isn't that kind of a weird, wouldn't that be kind of a weird response? You know, wouldn't you
want to kill him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea. Unless I'd put myself in those shoes, because there may be reasons where you sit there and you weigh it over and you go, I mean, she didn't find out until a year after.
Yeah.
And then you okay, what is the next step? And if we call the police, what happens then? And what if this is just a big, you know, I mean, I don't know. Don't know.
Also, and to a point that you've been talking about recently with sitting on a jury, you never know everything unless you are in that courtroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're really focusing on the fact that she called him afterwards. That there were several phone calls afterwards that Andrea Constan, I guess they're saying, if you were so distraught, why were you then still calling him?
Yeah. All right. And it continues. After announcing his split with Nikki Bella on Sunday in a joint statement, John Cena spoke again on Twitter Monday. The actor and wrestler sounded down but stoic. He tweeted,
"I don't feel so good.
Hardship, loss, and humility are extremely difficult waters to navigate, but perspective through them builds a strength to withstand anything life throws your way. It seems that Cena has been doing some reading to cope with his loss. On Sunday, he threw out a quote from Walt Whitman, writing, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine."
Walt Whitman?
And
damn you, Walt Whitman! I hate you, Walt freaking Whitman! Leave the grass my ass!
So he wrote, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine and shadows will fall behind you." And he wrote, "Anybody feeling down, check out Walt Whitman." He said, "has always been a helpful voice in times of crisis. Beautifully wild thinker and was certainly onto something with ideas like these."
And by the way, a great bridge.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe, really, one of the best.
I initially was thinking, well, maybe he just grabbed some kind of inspirational quote or something
out of Bartlett's.
But maybe he actually likes Whitman.
I have no doubt about that. It's sad, though, because we're looking at a picture of the proposal. Remember the in-ring proposal?
Yeah.
Got down on his knees. She was blown away.
He was previously married to Elizabeth Hubbard. In April 2017, he got down on one knee and proposed to Bella in front of millions of fans on TV. However, a source tells People that he got cold feet as the date of their wedding, which is May 5th, by the way, drew near.
Well, they're both successful. They're both in this high-profile world. I was wondering if his new elevation, celebrity-wise, might have contributed to this, but they're both used to this whole deal.
An insider tells People Magazine that Bella is devastated over the split. She never gave him an ultimatum. He talked a really good game about having changed, about having his priorities straight, about knowing what's important and that it was her. But as the day got closer, it was just like he went back to who he's always been, which is someone who puts himself first, always, the insider says. He's an incredibly dedicated, driven, ambitious guy. And for the longest time, he said he didn't think that he had room in his life for a spouse or kids. And it seems like in the end, that was still the truth.
I was reading an interview with him recently, Preston. He talks about even though it's played heavily in his career, obviously his size, he regrets getting as big as he got.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like he, and I don't know if he was talking about if he was taking substances or things of that nature, but whatever the deal was, he was very bulky at one point, and now he's trimmed down.
All right, but anyway, going back to this, he said that he didn't think that he had room in his life for a spouse or kids. And the source continues to say, but in that case, he never should have proposed, let alone in front of millions of people. And now she's heartbroken.
Yes. Well, I think if you're going to propose in front of millions of people, you should break up in front of millions of people.
Maybe you owe them that.
Yes.
Another source, however, hints that she was the one who ended it over frustration that he seemed less than enthusiastic about their future.
Yeah.
This source said Nikki doesn't need a pity proposal, a pity wedding, a pity husband. She's a phenomenal, tremendous woman.
So when they're taking steroids, which... You know, I'm 99% positive.
Now, I'm not saying that's what he was copping to, but it sounded like that.
But when they are, they're doing that under doctor supervision, right?
Yeah, like the smart ones.
Maybe a little bit safer than regular.
Schwarzenegger, there was a quote one time years ago about competitive bodybuilding, and he said the ones who win have the better doctors.
Okay. Because when we, Press, you were with me when The Rock
when we started
came
taking steroids?
No. When we saw The Rock in the ring.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest I've ever seen a human being ever. Like, it's just...
Like, I mean, when Cena was here. Yeah. You know, I mean, the genetically, they're predisposed to being big.
Sure.
You can't build something on nothing, but...
But when it's as chiseled and just defined and gigantic, you know, and to me, because, you know, he trims down for his movies and stuff like that. But when we saw him in the ring, he was getting, you know, gearing up towards WrestleMania, where I guess you have to be at your biggest.
You just realize they could just hold you down on the ground and have their way with you. And
you try
to fight, but you couldn't fight. And then you just don't. Then you just don't. You just succumb.
You just relent.
And what you do is you give yourself the chance to fall in love.
Yeah.
Just massive men.
Massive meaty men.
That was a four-way jinx.
Yeah.
Hey, two of the most high-profile Scientology members despise each other, according to a new interview with a former member of the church.
Wow.
Brendan Tighe claims that he acted as Tom Cruise's personal security guard when he was still with the church, and he tells an Australian magazine New Idea that Cruise and John Travolta warred over the favor of Scientologist-in-Chief David Miscavige.
Whoa!
Tai spills, saying Cruise is the only celeb with a direct line to Miscavige. Travolta didn't have that. Travolta doesn't get anything free. No one's giving him absurd gifts like an airplane hangar, custom-made bikes, over-the-top favors. He claims that when Cruz received one of Scientology's highest honors, the Freedom Medal of Valor, at a special party in 2008, Travolta exploded with jealousy. Ty says it's no secret that Cruz and Travolta despised each other. He said, I can assure you that Travolta doesn't recognize Cruz as a superior in any way. When Cruz got that medal, Travolta was so pissed off.
So have you ever seen this Cruz's bodyguard that you're speaking of here in any of the documentaries? Or
not that I remember by name. I wouldn't doubt it if he's popped up, if he's in, you know, Going Clear or the
right.
On the Leah Remini special, they've had tons of former members. So he's probably been on that, but I don't recognize the name just reading it. The 37-year-old Ty left the church in 2011. His mother is still reportedly a high-ranking member.
So they don't talk then, right?
Right. Yeah, of course, yes. The Church Scientology has responded to the claims by characterizing Ty as an apostate who has a personal axe to grind. So,
You know, if I'm Miscavige, I'm going with Cruz as well, right? Like, he's the bigger star.
There's a more happening career. Yeah. But that it's been that way all the way along. Sure. If you look at those birthday parties Miscavige would throw for Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And just what was the in Going Clear, they relayed the story of how he wanted to run through a meadow. And they built him a meadow.
So they had all the slaves build a meadow. Yep, exactly. Well, after days of guessing and waiting, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have shared the name of their daughter.
Oh, I don't even know.
Wait till you hear this.
Okay, wait. Can I guess? Can I try?
You'll never guess.
Please, it's up to Preston. He has the answer.
Please, well, I just want, give me the first letter.
T.
T?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would be the most ironic name given all that we've learned over the past?
Oh, I have a guess.
All right.
Ironic name?
Yep.
Trust?
Oh, you're in the ballpark.
You're close. Okay. Oh, wow. Truth.
You're close.
True, yeah.
The baby's name is True. Pacey.
Good work. I just piggybacked off of Nick.
True Thompson.
Wow. Is True. That not ridiculously ironic?
Yes.
And stupid.
Khloe took to Instagram to share the news, writing, our little girl, True Thompson.
They should have named her Faithful Husband. They're not even married. Faithful Boyfriend.
Faithful NBA.
Faithful Boyfriend Thompson.
Yeah.
But she wrote, our little girl, True Thompson, has completely stolen our hearts.
TT.
And we are overwhelmed with love.
Oh, no. You know she's going to be in school when you have two T's together.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such a blessing to welcome this angel into the family. Mommy and Daddy love you. I'm reading this how she wrote it.
Yeah.
Love you,
Mommy
True.
And Daddy love True.
Khloe and Tristan welcomed their daughter in Cleveland on Thursday amid reports that the NBA pro cheated on her with several women.
So the word is that... they are putting the brave face forward, or at least she is, but that the issue with his cheating is not over, and they're not going to, that they're not, hey, everything's cool.
Right, right.
Man, I had some friends that while the woman was pregnant decided, and they were married, to split up. And, you know, like, think what you want about it. Like, it was hard for both parties. And so he's a good dad. He was there for the family. But at the christening, you know, he kind of made an appearance and then bolted
after. It's got to be as awkward as
it was. I kind of felt bad for the guy. I certainly felt bad for her, but it was just one of those things where, like, they probably never should have gotten married. They probably never should have had a baby, but you can't change that. You know, those were the circumstances. So, you know, it was just awkward from beginning to end.
Do you know what the deal is? Also, you look at these pictures, there's just a ton of pictures of them together. We're looking at one here in front of a balloon display. It says Baby Thompson. This is before the cheating allegations came out and the video came out, and kissing and him touching her baby bump. And oh my gosh.
By the way, that Baby Thompson is in. Like, they had that sign it's made. Neon. Made just for that party.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, dude, I mean, they're filthy rich, tons of money.
Yeah, it's true. Baby True Thompson.
No Spandau Ballet. Much is true.
I hate this song.
Yeah.
True. True. You don't know. And by the way, you're exactly right.
This is how
but at the time it came out, I was like, oh, yeah.
This is
reality here. True. Is that as much as true?
Is that from Pretty in Pink?
It might have been in Pretty in Pink, yeah.
Because they have a song in Pretty in Pink, right?
They have a number, yeah.
They have a couple songs.
That album is exactly like, you know, that whole album has multiple songs that are like, and earlier Spandau Ballet was nothing like that.
Is that the soundtrack, Nick?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the whole soundtrack, though.
I thought there was... maybe I'm thinking of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Oh, another good
If You
band.
Leave. If you leave, don't look back. I've always
okay. They got them all here.
We don't remember it. We don't remember the words to that.
It's pretty much the same song, though, right?
It is.
Okay. True. As much as true. This is the head move. True.
Oh, you need a wig on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he was holding the mic, you remember, up a la crooner style.
Uh-huh.
And the hair, you know, slicked back.
All right. So, anyhow, the baby's name is
Spandau Ballet.
Eva Longoria celebrated a major milestone Monday when she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
She said, or she wrote on Instagram, what a dream came today.
This much is true.
She said, what a dream came true today. Receiving my star on the Walk of Fame is an honor I can't even believe I'm going to experience. Can't wait to join all the legends, and even more so, can't wait for all of y'all to go and visit it.
It only cost me $30,000.
Ricky Martin, Anna Faris, Victoria Beckham, Felicity Huffman, and William H. Macy all showed up to support the expecting star.
Ricky Martin?
Yeah, Ricky Martin.
They're buds.
I thought maybe he was just walking down Hollywood Boulevard.
So Felicity had shared on Instagram stories saying, hemming my pants with boob tape, almost ready for Eva Longoria's ceremony.
Shut up.
Whatever that means. Mm. All right, so Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Falchuk's engagement party looked like quite the soiree. Paltrow took to Instagram to thank Ryan Murphy, who is Falchuk's business partner, for throwing it, writing, "Thank you, Ryan Murphy, for the most incredible evening to celebrate our heart emoji."
Wait a second.
What?
Okay. So that was just an engagement party?
Yeah.
It was. Okay.
400 people.
Okay.
That's why I was kind of pissed about this yesterday.
We're getting married. Right. So somehow in the dispensing of the information, once I heard 400 people, my mind clicked and automatically assumed wedding.
Well, because Preston said maybe it was a secret wedding as well.
All right.
Yesterday. But
okay. A 400-person engagement party?
I know.
Right?
I know.
So bachelor party, 400-person engagement party,
yep,
then a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many people?
Maybe.
Yeah, that means 400-person engagement party means the wedding's probably not going to happen.
Oh.
You think if it were to happen, do you have more people at the wedding or less people at the
wedding? Well, either that or maybe they'll do a small, an intimate wedding ceremony, and they already have an engagement party, the big blowout.
If they have any decency, Preston, that's what they'll do.
Yeah.
400 people here?
Yep.
Because do you bring gifts to an engagement party?
I'm not sure. I would think.
You do. Yeah.
Really?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, wow. Those leeches.
So anyhow, she said there will never be adequate words to express our gratitude. And she went on to thank other people that did the hair and the dress and the catering and all that.
Does this Falchuk guy look a little weird? Like a little goofy. Like a little Crispin Glover and maybe the guy in Short Circuit?
Wait, which guy in Short Circuit?
The Indian.
Oh man,
who wasn't really Indian? Fisher Stevens.
Fisher Stevens.
Yeah,
that's it.
Who was? You know,
but he played a character.
Yeah,
he's British.
There's a local guy, a local billionaire, and he looks like him.
No,
looks
the
like
local billionaire is very handsome.
Okay. Mm,
I'm just saying that because.
Oh, you want to be friends with him?
Why would you want to piss off a local billionaire?
I'll show you, Steve.
All right.
Hey, three Harry Potter alums reunited 7 years after the triplet parted on the silver screen. Emma Watson, Tom Felton, and Matthew Lewis.
Wow.
Reunited in a picture that Felton posted on Instagram, captioning it, "Schoolmates, Hogwarts alumni. It's unclear what they were doing exactly, but fans ate it up, posting heart emojis. And just 6 hours after Felton put it up, it liked more than 900,000 times. So,
Emma Watson's awesome. The the series and the movies, even though, you know, the Fantastic Beasts wasn't, I didn't think it was fantastic itself. I thought it was really good. They can keep them coming, all these projects, right?
And yeah.
It just premiered on Broadway, did it not?
Yeah. The Cursed Child or whatever, Cursed Child, is now in the States. And Neville Longbottom is the kid on the left, and he grew up. He was the one that was really dorky little boy, and he grew up to be this stud,
good looking fella.
Yeah, and Tom Felton does.
He was in The Flash.
He was in The Flash? Okay, yeah, but he does all this charity work that people don't know about. Like, he'll show up to, you know, these serious Harry Potter fans in the hospital, and it does it behind the scenes, you know, without cameras and things like that. He's a good dude.
He was Draco, right?
Draco Malfoy, yeah.
Yeah,
he's really good on The Flash, too. Yeah.
All right, this is sad news. Actor Harry Anderson, best known for starring in Night Court and Dave's World, was found dead in his Asheville, North Carolina home Monday morning yesterday. He was only 65 years old.
I felt like a punch in the stomach when I saw this
I saw it this morning, and I was, be kidding me.
65. That's not, you know, crazy old. And yet, there's no list or cause of death.
It just says no foul play is suspected.
All right. I just don't like that term, found dead, you know? I don't know.
Would it be better if he wandered out of his house dead?
No, it just, you know, when I hear found dead, it's like, okay. Was it by his own hands?
I see what you're saying.
How long was he there?
Yeah. He was born in Rhode Island, 1952, moved to Los Angeles as a teen, and after graduating from Hollywood High School, reportedly made money as a street magician in San Francisco. Following a guest spot on Saturday Night Live, Cheers producer Les Charles asked if he'd be a guest star on the show. And from there, Anderson landed the role of Judge Harry T. Stone on Night Court. It was a great show. We have a clip from that?
Yeah, it's him with Dan.
All right.
You had a couple of bad nights. Is that any reason to just quit, throw it all away?
It wasn't a couple of bad nights, Dan. A kid got shot. Now you tell me that if I go back, that's not going to happen again.
It will happen again, eventually. We can only do what the law will allow us to do. That's it.
That ain't good enough for me.
Oh, of course, I understand. You want to change a little water into wine once in a while, cure a few blind men here and there.
This is a great ensemble cast, man. John
That's
Larry
what made it work.
Yeah. You know, there were so many good people on that show.
In fact, there's a clip of him echoing what you just said, Preston, explaining the success of Night Court.
All right.
I mean, you want to talk odds. The odds of a show getting on the air and then staying on for, what, 6 years? And we've just been signed for 2 more years. That makes 8 years. The odds against that, the California lottery doesn't beat that. So it's been pretty remarkable. I think we're a good ensemble. And we've got wonderful people. We got Larriquette, and we got Marky Post, and we've been, and Charlie and Marcia, and I don't want to leave anyone out, but we've been very lucky. And we work. We work hard. I mean, it's not like putting on an orange vest and picking up junk off the freeway, but we work.
Man, I had a thing for Marky Post.
Oh, my God.
Marky
Post
was state of the art. When
huge
it came.
Cans, too.
Yes. Incredible body. Yes. That's what Marky Post, you know, the rumors were that President Clinton had a little dalliance with her. That's
no
how
kidding.
She got to spend a night in the Lincoln bedroom, if you remember that.
Nice.
Getting back to the man who passed away, Harry Anderson, I think there was a storyline where there was this kid who lived in the courthouse named Leon. And, Night Court was a sitcom. It was supposed to be goofy and silly all the time. But Harry started taking care of Leon. And it was like this emotionally wrought storyline that ended not on a laugh. And I remember watching Night Court and getting teared up watching this sitcom. And he was a really good actor.
Yeah.
And I watched a clip with him last night of him and Johnny Carson from the late 80s, and they were talking about magic, and there were these two guys that just respected one another. I was really broken up about this loss.
Yeah, he would do, I liked when he was on talk shows and would actually do magic tricks, because he was a solid magician.
Yeah. You ever see him getting back to Marky Post. No, he was. His sleight of hand skills, he actually, for a while, Preston, had, and he admitted, he was a three-card Monty, flim-flam kind of guy. He made his money, yeah.
Do you remember his character on Cheers every now and again would come
the
in
grifter.
There? Yes.
He would always, get coached to give up his money.
Oh, I would love it, because he would go, okay, how much do I owe you? Okay, I owe you $50. And he would start counting out the money, and then he would get coached to say, like, a number.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, okay, 25. And then, what year were you born? I was born in 33. 34, 35.
Nice.
Oh, it was so great.
That's cool. Well, that's sad. 65 years old. I am interested to see how he ended up, what the result was of him passing away. A couple other quick things. A year after it was first considered for a series, Pick Up, a 1990 set spinoff from the Goldbergs, top-lined by Tim Meadows and Brian Callen, has landed a series order by ABC.
This is awesome.
For the 2018-19 season.
Yeah.
The retooled project, which aired as an episode of the Goldbergs on January 24th, and also starred A.J. Michalka, comes from the same auspices as last year's pilot. Of course, Adam F. Goldberg is the man behind it all. The size of the order has not been revealed, but it is rumored to be about 13 episodes. The untitled spinoff, a.k.a. Schooled, will be set in 1990-something and follow the teachers of William Penn Academy, led by Tim Meadows, Brian Callen, and A.J. Michalka, and who, despite their eccentricities and crazy personal lives, are heroes to the students.
I enjoyed that that spinoff episode, and the original verdict was it wasn't going to be picked up. And then once they aired it, it was number one for the night, ratings-wise. So ABC said, well, maybe we need to revisit this.
Yeah. So good for them. And Tim Meadows, by the way, a part of our Word of the Week prize this week. And we have a chance for you to win a dinner and a show package from Valley Forge Casino Resort, because Tim Meadows is going to be there August 11th. And we have an overnight stay, tickets to see Tim Meadows, and $100 dining credit. And that'll be the Word of the Week. So I'm sure Tim will be coming in town later on the summer, so we'll have to have him by.
Now that he knows that the Goldbergs takes place in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know when he was here. We were going on about the Goldbergs. He had no idea.
He's been on the show for years.
That is set in Jenkintown. Too funny. HBO's Last Week Tonight host John Oliver confirmed the rumors that he purchased Russell Crowe's groin protector from the film Cinderella Man for $7,000. We talked about this auction that he had, the Art of Divorce auction, and apparently John Oliver and that crew snatched up a bunch of stuff. He also got his clothing from Robin Hood and Les Mis, and chairs from American Gangster. The auction was in Sotheby's with Sotheby's in Australia, putting artwork, movie memorabilia, musical instruments, and much more gathered during his 9-year marriage on the block. But Oliver isn't going to keep the jockstrap for himself. Instead, he's going to send it to a Blockbuster in Anchorage, Alaska. We talked about this Blockbuster. It's the last one in the state.
Yeah.
And they apparently it's a bid to draw customers in with a display of pieces of Hollywood history. As Oliver explained, there's only one Blockbuster left in all of Anchorage. Apparently, streaming services are tough to get that far up north. But in order to nab the goodies, the manager had to reach out to him within 48 hours, and he did. Kevin Demude, the general manager of the Blockbuster, told the Hollywood Reporter that he's thrilled. He said, I had no idea whatsoever that he was going to do that. We'd be very honored to showcase that collection. And he added that customers are already calling in to find out when they can check out the famous jockstrap.
I wonder how much business that Blockbuster does, you know.
Can't be a whole lot.
You can't, just streaming options and Netflix. But God bless him for keeping the fires going.
Yep. Do you guys see Kendrick Lamar is now a Pulitzer Prize winner?
Yeah.
He's got that to go along with his Grammy Awards. Lamar's Damn was announced as the recipient of the prestigious award yesterday. History-making first for a rap artist, as a music award is typically given to classical or jazz works. The 2017 Pulitzer Prize for Music went to Angel's Bone, an opera by composer Du Yun. Damn is Lamar's fourth studio album and was released in April of last year. His politically charged performance at the Grammy Awards in January won him wide praise. And Damn picked up Best Rap Album at the award show. His song Humble also picked up Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song, and Best Music Video. The New York Times and The New Yorker were also awarded prizes for their reporting on Harvey Weinstein that put the Me Too movement in the national spotlight. But dude is a Pulitzer Prize winner.
It's pretty wild.
That's wild, man. Deadpool's favorite snacks, pizza and chimichangas, are going to pop up at temporary bars in New York City and L.A., modeled after the anti-hero's favorite haunt, Sister Margaret's School for Wayward Girls. The promotion is a collaboration between Fox and beverage company Mike's Harder. The NYC iteration will run at the Alligator Lounge in Brooklyn, April 26th to the 28th. And the L.A. version will run at the Slipper Clutch in downtown L.A. That'll be May 10th to the 12th.
The Slipper Clutch.
Yeah, that's the name of the place. And Deadpool opens May 25th. How about that?
Just weeks away, couple of weeks after Infinity Wars opens. What did Will say, your friend?
He said, it's a great time to be alive.
It's a great time to be alive.
It is. All these awesome movies are coming out for us man-child type people.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Stilted.
All right, we're ready for clips here.
Woo!
In the Black Lightning, first season finale, we'll see the aftermath of the big showdown and Tobias gathering his forces. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well,
those are just sounds.
In this clip,
you could just go.
Star of the show, Cress Williams, talks about the differences between cartoon superheroes and the superheroes of today.
Mm-hmm.
Kids today, though, we have so much more access. There's no more Saturday morning cartoon. You know, they go to the internet, they stream, they have all of this access. And so the benefit, I think, with more access, there has to be more diversity.
Anyway!
I don't know Black Lightning.
I watched a little bit of it. It is... I wasn't immediately caught yet. I think it was Craig Ligons told me to give it a little bit more time, and then it'll catch me.
Black Lightning season one finale's tonight at 9. That's on the CW. Let's do the next clip. Tonight on Alex, Inc., the radio producer and his public defender wife fire the family's nanny after she's caught sleeping on the job. But the nanny refuses to leave. Here's Zach Braff talks about the real-life Alex, who the show is based on.
So Alex Blumberg created this podcast. He worked for This American Life for a long time. And so this is all a true story. I mean, inspired by a true story. It said someone needs to create a podcast channel because somebody that he loved required more than just sitting with a microphone. They needed budget and travel and research and staff.
Anyway.
Okay. Alex Inc. airs tonight at 8:30 on ABC.
But it's a podcast that he does, Preston. And it's a very fanciful look at... You know, it'll be about us, like what kind of cereal you eat. That'll be so unique. No, it won't.
Okay. All right,
there
you go.
Thousands upon thousands like that.
That is what I have for you in this morning's entertainment report, if you will. So we are going to have our friends from Hooters stopping by. You can watch the pages of the Hooters calendar come to life this Thursday, by the way, when your hometown Hooters girls take the stage for their chance to compete at the 2018 Hooters International Swimsuit Pageant.
Huh, where's that happening?
That is going to be at the Hooters in Concord, which I believe is at 202 and Route 1.
It's kind of the mothership of Hooters in this area, isn't it?
Our friend Megan, former calendar girl, who actually was one of the finalists in, I think, this competition.
Brittany worked there, too.
Brittany worked there as well. Yeah, another calendar. The 2000, Preston's Eve 2009 Totally Office calendar ranks... In the top of our calendars.
And up there with the Bible.
And both of those ladies were in it, and they both worked at that Hooters. So, yeah, they know what they're doing there.
Yeah.
The contest starts at 8 o'clock, and it's only at Hooters in Concord. So that is this Thursday, and they'll be bringing by some goodies this morning. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment or two. Make sure you stay with us because in less than an hour, $1,000, your opportunity to text in and win. We'll see the details. We'll be back in a moment.
Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
I'm holding in my hand a handwritten note that was actually mailed to Casey.
Yes.
It's a small note. It's like the size of a post-it note. And I will read this verbatim. It says, I swear to God, Casey, if you don't beat that bitch, Kathy, in the next round of Delco versus Bucksco, ... And then it says, get your head out of your ass, stop being stupid, and win this. The only ones who live there are a-holes and drug addicts.
Wow. Wow. They wrote all that on that? Wow.
Yeah, it's right here.
It's not signed by anybody.
No, but you
know
what?
Is that a threat?
No, I recognize his handwriting.
I think it's a guy named Frank.
I get letters from this person, too. I don't remember who it is, but I've seen this handwriting before.
Yeah, so that guy, I recognize the handwriting as well, and Frank will every now and again. He likes to send me coupons for putt-putt golf and Clifton Heights.
Very nice. Yeah,
it's really, really sweet of him to do that.
All right.
And
he's,
I mean,
he's serious, obviously, about a victory.
Yeah. I mean, it's not fair to categorize everybody from Bucks Co. as drug addicts and a-holes. I mean, a-holes, maybe, but not everybody.
Right. So everyone knows this is a point of pride for both of you, where these aren't full blanket statements about both areas. So one more time, I'm going to solicit for the residents of those particular counties to email us information, questions with answers, please, by the way, about your respective counties. And we are relying on you to get our information this time around for Buxco versus Delco, Casey and Kathy facing off against each other. And also keep in mind, not just the straight up questions, but you might spark some ideas with suggestions of locations and or local cuisine or things that people ought to know from those counties. Might give us some ideas of some different contests we're going to do. We're easily a month away from actually getting this underway, but we'd like to get the definitive info from you. And keep in mind, if you send us something that's erroneous, we're going to run it by people. We're going to check the validity of these things that you're sending to us. And you can send it to delco@wmmr.com or bucksco@wmmr.com. Or if you can't remember that, just go to PrestonandSteve.com. There's a big banner and you'll see where it is, and you can send the trivia questions into us. But we've got a lot. I just wanted to hit it one more time before we start sifting through all that stuff.
And I got to say, you know, each county has their pluses and minuses. And I had an extremely Delco moment last week where there was a gentleman who came to the Camp Out for Hunger, and unfortunately we had given away all of our calendars. And so he wrote a handwritten note and said, "Here's my address. Could you please bring me a calendar or send me a calendar?" And I thought, you know what? I know where this is. I'm going to do this guy a solid, and I'm going to drive some calendars over to his house. So right. I go over to the house. I knock up on the door, and nobody comes to the door. I just hear a window open, right? And so I turn around, and some dude with no shirt on goes, "Yeah?" And I go, "Hey, is so-and-so here?" He goes, "No, I had to kick him out." I go, "Oh, so this is a halfway house. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you ever see him again here," and I'm like, now I reach up to the window, I'm like, "Hand him these calendars."
Oh, it was a window of the level up?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What do you want?
He's yelling down to you.
Yes. What? No, I had to kick him out.
He was doing that.
Moved out.
Yeah, I'll make sure he gets these.
Oh, my God.
As he's unbuttoning his pants.
Like, okay.
Ask you off air, but what town was it?
I'll just tell you. It was, Sea King.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyhow, get that info into us. We would greatly appreciate it. I want to throw this question out there. I want to see if there are people listening. Obviously, a lot of kids can have issues swallowing medication, pills. But you know what? There are actually a lot of adults that can't swallow a pill.
A tremendous amount.
Yeah.
I've known this for many years.
And it can be a real problem because some people will stop taking their medication.
Can't do it.
Because not only can they not do it, or they might be able to with a lot of effort.
Right.
But the stress over not being able to do it is so much to them that they will stop taking necessary medication. 215-263-WMMR, our number.
So a friend of mine, her dad used to take them with no water and would literally like choke them down. And we would hear him and he would be choking in the kitchen taking his pills. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, he just didn't take them with water. And I know some people do that, but I mean, we could clearly hear it.
Yeah. I can do that. I've never had a problem with.
You can take it without water?
I can take 7 or 8 vitamins or whatever at once and take it with no water.
Whoa, I can't do that.
I prefer to take it with water.
But
I can do it the other way.
If I take more than like 1 or 2, they get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens...
Even with water.
Also, just on another level, a lot of times the second that pill touches your tongue, it tastes horrible.
Yeah.
Some of them taste okay. Some of them have like coatings. Preston, for example, I could eat my thyroid medication for dessert. It's so delicious. But there's other stuff. Yeah. There's other stuff that's like, oh my God, just, you know.
I think it's funny that, like, my daughter, it was a really, really funny moment where we're like, you're big enough, you're old enough that you could try this.
Take the
and
pill.
And we tried everything. I mean, but if I handed her a pretzel, if she chewed on the pretzel, she would swallow pieces of that pretzel that were bigger than the little ibuprofen pill that I was trying to give her.
Well, part of that is, I believe, Food, when you take it in your mouth, it tastes good to you. You salivate as part of the beginning of the digestive process.
Right.
Yeah. And that makes it easier for you to swallow that. And your body naturally wants to take that in because it tastes good to you. And therefore, the actions in your throat and everything will happen naturally.
Yeah.
When it's a pill and it just doesn't taste right, your body doesn't want to agree to that.
Yeah, the same reaction that makes a successful prom night, Preston.
Right. I mean, but I had the same problem when I was a kid. I could, like, I would, you know, guzzle an entire glass of water and then spit the pill out. And then my mom got me a special cup that was meant for...
A cup.
Yeah, a cup.
That had, like, a little, I don't know, like a little shelf in it that you would put the pill in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wouldn't work for me. So with my daughter, I even put it in a little scoop of ice cream. I put it in the middle of the scoop of the ice cream, and she sure enough swallowed the ice cream and then spit the pill out. I'm like, I don't know how to.
You're gonna die.
I had a real problem with it. I'm gonna give you what an expert says is a solution. By the way, yes. And that's why I wanted to bring this.
We're gonna help today.
I used to have such a problem with it that when I would have a headache, and as a kid I had a lot of headaches. To take aspirin. So I would take two aspirin, I would put them in my mouth, I would take water in my mouth, and I would let it dissolve in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Aspirin is disgusting. It tastes, and it would sit there. But I had to take it because I had these horrible headaches.
How old were you at this point?
I was probably third, fourth, fifth grade, somewhere in that range.
And chewable aspirin wouldn't have worked?
Before that, I did because baby aspirin was chewable. But once I got up to, you know, that 11, 12 years old range, I needed
to work
regular aspirin. So I would let it sit in the back of my mouth. And, Steve, it may have happened into my teens as well. I just can't remember exactly. But I would take that water in my mouth, and I would just let it sit there and sit there and sit there, and eventually it would start to dissolve, and it would taste horrible. But it was the only way I could get the pill down.
Poor thing.
But after, like you, Steve, now, after years of being prescribed medication, and there was a stretch in the morning I had to take, like, six pills every day, I can now just take all six, throw them in my mouth. I have to have water. There's no way I could do it without water. It would stick, like Kathy, it would stick to my tongue or the roof of my mouth or something. But I can swallow multiple pills now, no problem. But it used to be a real issue.
Did you know that Advil basically invented the coating process, and it's a sugary substance? So they use the same coating process that M&Ms use, and it's a little bit sweet in order to help with swallowing.
Okay,
so,
I believe
so
that.
So they take the ibuprofen, and they put it in this giant tumbler.
Yeah, it's almost got a candy-coated shell
it
on
does.
It, like
and
an M&M.
It's the exact same process by which they coat an M&M.
I
Your
take
brand has the shell on it.
You Thank take you. What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I go ahead.
No. All right. Anyhow, my daughter takes caplets for her Crohn's disease.
Yes.
Pentasa. And so we're at the stage where we have to open it up. And take out the little, you know, you got to put it in a spoon, and she's got to take it that way. But eventually she's going to have to swallow.
Well, years ago, as I was doing this, all my medical knowledge comes from having to treat cats and figuring out how that might port into humans. So I did a little bit of research on we had this one cat that would not take a pill. And she'd start to get panicky. Like, I thought, we're going to kill the cat, medicating the cat. So found out about these places called compound pharmacists. And if the medication is able to be absorbed through the skin, they will turn the medication into an ointment.
Oh, really?
That you can put, like, on your inner ear, and it'll absorb that way. That's not for every medication, but that's how we're able to beat the problem with the cat. But there are some medications you've got to take in its pill form. And this is applicable to everything.
Let me get a couple of calls, and then I'm gonna tell you what this story says, this particular study. Mike, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, you guys rock. How you guys doing?
Thanks, Mike. Doing well. So how old are you?
I'm 48.
Right. 48 years old. And what's your story with taking medication?
Well, it's funny. I think it all stemmed back from, you remember Smarties?
Yeah sure.
I sucked one down and choked on it.
Okay.
I mean, I literally choked. I passed out. I don't remember anything.
Wow.
I don't know how I got revived. And ever since that, I could never take pills.
Oh, wow.
And it's funny you say that, because literally an hour ago, I just took my fish oil and something. And the only way I can take them is by I take a piece of banana, put it in my mouth, chew it up, put the pill in there and swallow it. I do it to this day.
Like an animal.
Fish oil picks are pretty big, aren't they?
Yeah, I take them every day.
Those are pretty.
The best part is, the best part is my son, he's 13 now. And he was taking some kind of Claritin or something last year. He was like 12. I said, Mike, here's a banana, here's cereal, here's this. He goes, Dad, I swallowed it already. I'm like,
he has no problem.
Without even water? I said, you didn't choke? He goes, Dad, I've been doing it for 3 years.
Leave me alone, old man.
Yeah, I said, go God, I'm embarrassed.
It's all right. Well, listen, stay tuned in. Keep listening because I'm gonna tell you how this particular there's basically a therapist.
Yes,
I would love to try because it's funny. But like you said, I can choke down a hamburger. I can choke down anything that barely gets down my throat. But the second I get a pill in there, it takes over. That I cannot. I kick my head back. I take three things of water. It just does not work. I literally choke.
Okay.
It's unbelievable how bad it is.
All right. Well, stay tuned because I'll reveal this info in just a moment. But thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Appreciate it,
Casey, those fish oil tablets are pretty big. Those caplets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you get those
those
really big ones, it can be a little bit difficult. Here's Casey's. Yeah, that's a pretty large pill.
So I've had some near horse size, you know, pills, you know, the big ones, and they're fine. But I had a relative who just they were even trying, Preston, the pill gun that, you know, that you'd use on an animal to try to get down the throat. Nothing would work.
Let me go to Tom. Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Durka,
buddy. What's up?
Hey, so my girlfriend refuses to take any type of pill, like medicine or anything. She'll either do liquid or she just won't do like anything at all. And it's so frustrating because I'll be like having like the worst day, pop a couple Advil, I'll be good to go.
Yeah.
And she'll just suffer right through it. And
Do have liquid versions.
They do, right? Liquid Advil, right?
They have Advil and ibuprofen, but when it comes to some other prescribed medications, I think there's some that you just have no choice.
Right. Some you have to take in its pill form and let it dissolve in your body.
And I guess you could grind it up.
That's what I've been doing.
You know,
as all roads lead to cats. I got this thing. The top of it is a pill splitter.
Yeah.
The pharmacist must have thought I was setting up a meth lab with the amount of crap I was buying. But and then you can unscrew it. You put the pill into the little pocket, and then you re-screw it, and it just crushes it down to a super fine powder.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Let me go to a couple of more, because I want to see. There are some people who have gotten tips, and I want to see if they jibe with what I have here. I'm going to go to Jessica. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Jessica?
So I am a speech therapist, and my job is actually to help the elderly swallow pills.
Oh, really?
That's what you do?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do in the nursing home.
And what?
I help them swallow food, too, but a lot of times it's pills.
What do you suggest to them?
Don't feed them for a while.
Like you said, there's some different techniques, and you guys touched on a couple. Like, we put the pills in applesauce and in pudding because that definitely helps to have it go down. But naturally, we all have anatomy where the pill can actually get stuck. There's a little flap. And a little, I guess, crevice called a vollicula.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's what you guys are feeling when it gets stuck in your throat.
That happens to me all the time.
I hate that sensation.
Yeah.
You just can't stand it. There's you feel it there. It kind of feels uncomfortable when you breathe and you're constantly trying to swallow to move it along.
What did she say it was, a labia?
No, not a labia. Oh, that's in the vagina area. By the way, Jessica, if it gets stuck there, does it eventually dissolve and make its way where it needs to be?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it can even, burn a hole in your esophagus.
Ooh. Jeez, what?
Do not need a hole in my vollicula.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but basically, some things you could do is, it's called a chin tuck. You just put your chin to your chest, and that helps to aid it down because your airway's in the front and your esophagus is in the back. So if you close off that airway, it helps to guide it.
Okay, so if you have that sensation of a pill being stuck in your throat, one of the things you can do is lower your chin down to your chest.
Yep.
And do you swallow when you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, we actually, Casey, didn't you try that on the air?
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
About having a problem with it.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and I could have sworn that we tried swallowing a pill that way.
That's how you dislodge a pill, or that's how you swallow?
No, dislodge.
That's how you dislodge.
Yeah, people think that you can't, it would be hard to actually swallow a pill that way, but that if you do it that way, if you start out that way, it might go down easier.
It spreads your vollicular.
Let me read this, and then we have Dr. Mike's on the line, as you would imagine.
Definitive source.
He has called in, but this woman, she's a therapist, Wendy Tedesco. She offers an unusual service of pill swallowing classes in her office. This is in New York, in Pleasantville, New York.
This is how big an issue this is.
The problem is more common than people realize. A 2015 study, the Journal of Pediatrics found that more than 50% of children were unable to swallow a standard size pill or capsule. Meanwhile, in 2013, a study of adults in the European Journal of Clinical Pharmacology revealed that more than 30% of adults had difficulty swallowing pills. And troubling data shows that almost 10% stopped taking the medications as a result of their fear.
As you were saying.
So it's stress.
Yes.
She said it's a huge deal for some people. She developed her technique about 10 years ago after having a particularly hard time taking some bitter-tasting medication of her own. The pill had lodged on her tongue, partially dissolved, and she gagged. And she said, and that's when I realized after first placing the pill on your tongue, you have to slug your mouth with a lot of liquid to get the pill to float and not stick. So the next step is, and this is what she says, you throw your head back like a pelican, and like a pelican eating a fish. You know how they kind of wriggle it down. So you then loosen your esophagus with a side-to-side wriggling motion of the neck. A lot of...
Manually with your hand, or do you just gyrate your... head back and forth.
You just, like this.
You shake your head, basically. I've seen that in movies before.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of a lot like stretching your muscles prior to exercise. So that's what you have to do. And then you take a big gulp. And that the wriggling part is particularly popular among kids because it helps break the ice when she demonstrates it, and they can pretend they're an animal to make a game of it, she said. But the candidates start her training process using candy such as Nerds before graduating to mini M&Ms, full-size M&Ms, and then Tic Tacs.
Wow, what doctors are prescribing Tic Tacs?
I don't know, but a lot of people texted that.
What?
To practice with Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
And then you use that to build up.
It's capsule-shaped.
Yeah.
It's a lot smaller than your, than your regular capsules.
It dissolves.
So you can try that. Okay, let's go to the good doctor.
Yeah!
Because he's been listening in, obviously. Likes to check in from time to time when appropriate. Dr. Mike Cirigliano, Fox 29, Penn Medicine. Good morning, sir.
Hello there, my dear friend.
Hello.
A couple things. The previous caller, right on, you cannot take pills without liquid. Now, Steve, if you swallow pills, it's a common thing. And she mentioned it. You can get esophagitis. You can get a pill-induced esophagitis, and that can cause irritation, all kinds of problems, even ulcerations.
Yeah.
So you never, 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 ever do that. And the second thing is, if the body has an innate sense that if there's something dry, it really makes it hard to swallow. So you've got to have plenty of liquid available. And so that one technique where you put your chin down, the other is some researchers have suggested using a bottle where you put your mouth around the, like, soda bottle, and the pill is in there, and you have a sucking motion, and with the liquid, it goes down. So
you're saying almost like you put your mouth over the whole rim of the bottle, and as you just the drinking process alone will allow the pill to pass through.
That's right, and there's a couple of things also to remember. You can't chew things that are in a matrix. So if it's an extended release pill,
right,
and there are many of them out there, you can't chew them, you can't grind them, because then it ruins the whole time release aspects of the pill. So you've got to be very careful with that.
Yeah.
So my question is, so if you have a pill that can't be ground up, when it goes into your system, it starts breaking down pretty quickly anyway, right, in the fluids of the body?
Well, no, it's in a matrix. So if there's a pill that is a extended release preparation, the drug is in a form that the pill doesn't actually dissolve, but the drug does.
Okay.
So if you blind it, if you break that, then you're destroying the release mechanism of the pill, if you will.
I got you.
Very, very important, especially with cardiac patients that are on extended release drugs. You have to be very careful with that.
Hmm. And Dr. Mike, have you ever encountered people that have stopped taking their medication because they can't swallow it?
Well, that's one of many reasons why people don't take their medications, and it's a real problem. This is a major thing, and many people, like the caller before, said he had a traumatic experience. Now, the other thing that people really need to realize, there is a condition known as dysphagia. That's where things get stuck when you swallow. If that's happening, you must see your doctor because you may need an upper endoscopy, because that can be a very, very serious condition. It could be benign, but it could also be a warning sign. So if food is getting stuck in your throat, in your esophagus, when you eat, that's a problem.
All right. Sage advice. So the number one method you would say for someone who's having difficulty with swallowing a pill, try the bottle method that you suggested?
That or the chin method, but you must. must have plenty of water, or you can put it in yogurt or applesauce. Just don't chew it if it's a time release.
All right. Operation.
All right.
Bottom line.
There Excellent. You go.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Love you.
Love you.
Yeah. All right. Good tips from the good doctor. A couple other people calling in. Let me go to Kate, as a speech and swallowing therapist as well. Yet another one. Hi, Kate. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, Kate?
These
guys are giggling at the
I am so
sex.
Sorry. We are such idiots.
The oral sex implications of a swallowing therapist.
I know. Like, I haven't heard that before. Right?
I know. And we feel like idiots, but we can't help it.
It's okay.
What do you want to share with us?
Yeah, so technically, like Dr. Mike was saying, I work with people that have dysphagia, which is difficulty swallowing, and so many people come to me, and they might be having a new problem swallowing, but have had trouble with pills their entire life. And I think what no one's really hit on yet is there can be some anxiety. If you have one bad experience swallowing a pill, you might have a lot of anxiety with it in the future. And so there might not even really be a problem, but you're just really nervous about it. It makes your mouth dry, and you have a hard time getting it down. So I think the method of putting things in applesauce or in pudding is a great idea. I also, personally, I'll take a sip of water and hold it in my mouth and then pop the pill in my mouth so that it's already floating so it doesn't get stuck anywhere. Does that make sense?
Yes. You know what I've done, Kate, where I've not had – where I've had to take a pill and I couldn't get water. And this isn't – I always, really, if I have access to water, I'll use that. But I will sort of fill up my mouth with saliva and swallow that way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so
like other people were saying, you need moisture to get it down, or it's going to get stuck in the vallecula, like the other, like Jessica was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So the more moisture, the better. I just have to start out with moisture in my mouth. So I'll take a sip, I'll pop the pill in, and then I'll take another sip and swallow it.
Yeah, I have some badass salivary glands. They're mint.
That's awesome. As a swallowing therapist, I think that's pretty cool.
Oh. All right, excellent.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate
Thanks for the advice.
Guys, you remember our calendar girl that could swallow her own tongue?
Yes.
Oh, Samantha gross. Shane.
Was that who that was?
Yeah.
It was so bizarre because she would swallow her tongue and then open her mouth.
Yeah.
And the tongue was gone.
Yeah.
It was. I'd never seen anything like it. So she had zero gag reflex.
How did I miss this?
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah.
And then and you remember, like, if she turned around, you'd see, like, a little poking out from her butt. Yeah. That's how far back she could roll it.
But she could, yeah, she could swallow her own tongue. Is this her?
Yes, sir. She still models.
Oh, my gosh.
She's on the Instagram.
Okay.
So and she does a lot of animal charity stuff, too. But I digress.
Yeah. Wow, she swallows her own tongue and
animal helps series? Animals.
That's a woman for you.
That's Steve. There you go.
But some people have obviously no issue with that whatsoever, but I had never seen anything like that. Here's a tip from Rita. Hi, Rita. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up,
Rita? We had a neighbor who had 14 kids, and not one of them could swallow a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And so what she used to do was she used to use jelly, nothing with chunks in it. Nothing like no strawberry jelly. She used to use grape jelly, put it in, and through my kids, through my grandkids, through everybody I've ever taught this to, even adults, everybody can take a pill without flinging your head around and tucking your chin. It's just so easy to do.
Interesting.
And it's 100% works because you don't want to chew the jelly.
Hey, are there less? I don't know. I'm not asking you, Rita.
Thanks,
but
Rita.
In general. Suppositories seem like when I was a kid, you get the suppository thing fairly often. And has oral technology eliminated the need for suppositories?
No,
did you ever used to get those?
Yeah, they still have them.
They do.
I think maybe for a lot of things that you
kinkier doctors
that you might have had to have used those for in the past, you can now take orally.
Well, and babies,
cancer patients use them
suppositories.
Yeah, because if they get sick and they're throwing it up, they're throwing up the medicine.
Okay,
so that sometimes will they then won't get sick if it's done that way.
I remember having to get that when I was a kid, and I'm like, why does it have to go in my butt?
Do you know what they don't have?
You have to stick that in my butt.
Why don't they have chewable suppositories? Right?
Steve, you might be able to corner the market on something that no one has ever thought of before.
Well, you can't see it, but my ass is chewing up a pill.
Right. I'm sorry. Can you give me a minute?
What is that gnashing sound? It's my rectum. It's chewing a pill.
All right. So anyhow, you can actually, and I was not aware, there are therapists that you can go and see, and apparently speech therapists can help out with this because we had a few of them call in this morning. To say that you can get help with that. This woman who does it, the story's in the New York Post, charges $160 per session.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. Apparently it's it can be an anxiety issue as well. So a little bit more than just swallow a pill. You get so scared of it that you don't even want to try to do it.
Here's my recommendation. I'm not a doctor. Save the 160, give yourself a tracheotomy, insert the pill that way.
All right, Steve says it's go for it. Just a hole in your throat.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Boom. Yep. Done. What are we doing now?
All right, we're going to take a break because we got to get back in time to make sure that we get you our special word with our number and a chance to win $1,000 from MMR's birthday bucks. Plus, the bizarre file is on the way. We'll be back in just a moment.
93.3 WMMR announces the next installment of our series of fan-friendly, private, and free concerts. Wednesday, June 6th, it's Pierre presents Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. I'm gonna leave. Join us for this invitation-only noontime event at Ardmore Music Hall. Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. Win your way in, on the air with Pierre, or at Ticket Raids. Get details and schedule at WMMR.com. Pierre presents Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats from Ardmore Music Hall and 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Thank you, Kathy. I would like to announce that we are firing up the hottie cam right now as we speak because we have from Hooters, Jackie is here this morning. Representing Hooters on the hottie cam, they have the Hooters Swimsuit Contest, the South Regional, which is at Hooters Concord, 8 o'clock on Thursday. And you don't want to miss it. Hooters Girls Bikinis, your favorite ice cold brew. It's happening this Thursday, April 19th, 8 p.m. only at Hooters Concord. So keep in mind, that is taking place this week.
Is Jackie competing?
I don't know. Jackie, are you competing? Yes, she is.
There you go. Good
all
luck.
Right. So take a look right now at one of the contestants who is in our studio. We need to do the bizarre file.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
All right, the B-File this morning. Brought to you by A.D. Moyer. Trex is engineering. What's next in outdoor living? Visit your Trex experts at A.D. Moyer Lumber. And you can see how Trex can enhance your outdoor oasis at admoyer.com. We'll start with a follow-up story. A Tampa Bay area teen who was called a distraction to students for not wearing a bra. Remember her? Because her nipples were poking.
Sticking right out.
Has sparked a national discussion. And according to her parent, Carrie Knopp, her 17-year-old daughter, Lizzie Martinez, wore a gray crew neck shirt to Braden River High School. An outfit administrator said was inappropriate. Specifically, administrators pointed out that Lizzie was not wearing a bra, which was true. Knopp said Lizzie had a sunburn that day and chose not to wear a bra to school. And now the teen has initiated a movement that she is calling a bra-cot.
Bra-cot.
Yes, which she hopes will send a message to
this is one we can get behind, Preston.
Yeah, I think so.
All sparked by Lizzie Knopp's nips.
Girls who wish to participate will go braless, and boys will put Band-Aids on top of their shirts over their nipples. And they say they want to destigmatize natural bodies. What Knopp has a problem with is how the school officials attempted to resolve this problem. The dean, after having Lizzie put on an undershirt, asked her to stand up and move around. And then they handed her 4 Band-Aids and told her to X out her nipples.
It's so crazy because they could have easily handled this by just having her walk around with a sandwich board.
Yeah, that would have covered it up.
Would have covered everything.
Knopp said calling her daughter out for her attire was unfair, so she is calling for a bra-cot. And we'll see how many people get on board for that. A 23-year-old man who the Daily Mirror reports described himself as, quote, hot-blooded heterosexual, says that painkillers have changed his sexual orientation and he now identifies as gay.
Do you have a name brand?
Scott Purdy enjoyed dating women before he started taking the painkiller Pregabalin, also known as Lyrica. He said, I noticed my libido for women had gone and I was wanting male attention. I turned around and I said, I don't find her physically attractive anymore after taking the painkillers for a few weeks, he said.
I've seen the commercials for this. They say side effects warning may cause homosexuality.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Lyrica is a medication used to treat epilepsy, pain associated with the brain, and generalized anxiety disorder.
Is that even... Okay, it seems incredibly laughable, but is it remotely possible?
Oh, I don't think so. But then again, I'm not a doctor.
You don't know.
I was with a girlfriend, he said, I had been with for around 6 months. I had never been interested in men when I was younger. I was a little bit curious, but...
Oh, there you go.
And then he trails off. It took me a while to realize what it was. I stopped taking it for a few weeks, and that desire for men just left. But now I'm on it. I'm very happy. I want to keep on taking it because it makes me feel happy about my sexuality.
Do you get the impression that he was just looking for something to tag this with?
Maybe. He said
it could have just as easily have been his first enchilada.
He said it's made me feel very open. It's liberating.
This Mexican food. Yeah, the guacamole made me gay.
He said that I'm not,
all of a sudden I love man meat.
He said I'm not angry because it's made me who I am.
Preston, I had some Mentos and now I'm 100% gay. Yeah.
No matter who or what you claim to be, you should always pull over for the police. 42-year-old Joseph Crump of North Carolina led police on a chase after they spotted his yellow car, which matched the description of one involved in a recent hit and run. Several police cars joined the chase. When it reached dangerously high speeds as Crump drove through the parking lots and against traffic in an effort to get away, he was eventually stopped with a spike strip near Myrtle Beach.
Get out of the car, Crump.
Crump reportedly told officers that he was, quote, the reincarnation of Jesus Christ at the time of his arrest. And when police found a large sum of money, a rare collection of coins, and a suitcase inside the vehicle, Crump said none of them belonged to him. Since Jesus, he is Jesus, he has no earthly possessions. So that stuff doesn't belong to me.
That tracks. That tracks completely.
He faces several charges, including reckless driving.
You just think Jesus would be a better driver.
Mm-hmm. A Victorian man in Australia has been jailed for drunkenly stabbing his best friend in the thigh during a game of golf, causing massive blood loss that could have been fatal.
You play a lot of golf. Do the knives come out?
On occasion.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually after a long day. Matthew McKay and two close friends had been drinking and watching a boxing match on TV before they headed to Broadford Golf Course. The trio played a few holes, but McKay appeared intoxicated and was damaging the greens, scratching one with the flag, stomping golf balls into another. That's a big no-no.
Right.
His friends, Simon Mudd and Sean Peterson, chastised him for his antics, telling him to stop. So McKay ran off to his car, returned with a fold-out Smith & Wesson knife, and attacked his friends. He first swung the weapon at Mr. Peterson before he turned to Mr. Mudd and drove the blade into his left thigh, hitting a large artery, and blood gushed from the deep wound.
We're looking at an aerial picture of the crime scene. It's what a mess.
Yeah, Mr. Mudd was...
I guess a lot of people had to play through that, right?
Yeah, probably. Was airlifted to the hospital where he received a major blood transfusion and emergency surgery. He had lost almost 3 liters of blood.
Okay, now...
And was minutes away from death.
How many strokes do
it's
you lose?
It's a 2-stroke penalty.
Is it?
Yeah. McKay was sentenced to 1 year and 8 months in jail after pleading guilty to recklessly causing a serious injury, but could have killed him.
2 strokes for opening a major artery?
Yeah, it's, well, that's a pretty severe penalty. When
it
you,
is.
You know,
is it?
Okay. Yeah. A whole round, man. All right, and then finally...
the guy had 1 stroke. Yeah. Yeah. As blood left his brain.
All right, one last story, and this is weird. A woman died after her German doctor lover allegedly sprinkled cocaine on his penis before she gave him oral.
He's copping my trick.
And it killed her.
This, okay, is it because the absorption was so immediate?
I don't know.
You've made my vagina a drug addict.
No. She gave him oral.
Oh.
So, no, people put cocaine in their mouth all the time. Plastic surgeon Dr. Andreas Niederbilcher was charged after the woman collapsed and died in February.
That's horrible.
The Daily Mail reported that she was rushed from the doctor's home to after the consensual oral, but she tragically passed away, with Niederbilcher now being accused of having her giving her cocaine without her knowledge.
Say, I have a great idea. I'm going to put some Tootski on Mr. Happy.
Niederbilcher, who is reportedly the new chief physician at a hospital, has been charged with bodily harm leading to death. He is also being quizzed for giving 3 more women the substance during sex after allegedly meeting them online. This is his thing.
Well, and he's a doctor, and that's really unbecoming of a doctor.
None of the women suffered serious negative effects, the prosecutor said. The victims who have been heard so far have all indicated that they have been ill at the meetings.
Is it possible his penis will be called as a witness?
And all of them showed reactions due to the use of narcotics, so that's pretty messed up.
What do they think caused that reaction to that level?
I don't know. Not really sure. That is what I have for you in the bizarre file at this point in time. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Jackie's on her Hotacam from Hooters.
Yes.
Don't forget, you still have just a couple more minutes to text the word FANS, F-A-N-S, to our special number, which is 40772. And you just might win $1,000 from MMR and A&T Chevy in Sellersville. Good luck to you. Back in a moment.
Whether social...
Hey, welcome in.
...or anti-social...
Hey, get out!
Join your MMR pals on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Groovy photos, videos, and social commentary. Plus, we find them the perfect place to waste time during the company meetings. Hashtag MMR rocks.
All right, thanks, Kath, on our hottie cam this morning. The lovely Jackie, who is from Hooters. They have their South Regional Swimsuit Finals taking place this Thursday at Hooters in Concord. You can come and cheer for your favorite Hooters girl as she competes. Maybe it's Jackie, because she'll be competing there.
I'd say she's a strong contender.
The winner moves on to the 2018 Hooters International Swimsuit Pageant Contest. Starts at 8, and a few of our calendar girls in the past have been at the tops of the top. Brittany and Megan,
yes,
who were in our 2009 Totally Office calendar.
To name but a few.
Yeah, to name but a few. And in fact, we have one of our calendar girls on the phone line. We were just talking about swallowing pills.
Yes.
And what an issue some people have. And I said, do you remember the girl who could swallow her own tongue, who was from our Totally Office calendar? Was that 2010?
10 or 11. It was the
10
one,
or 11.
Yeah, we shot it up at that place in Northern Liberties.
Yes.
That was that, I can't remember the name of
it's
that
a
hall.
Cater, it was like a hall for...
what is it, Maris?
Oh, Tendenza?
V?
No, not V.
Tendenza. That was it, Tendenza. Yeah. So the girl who could swallow her tongue is on the line, Samantha. So this is Samantha Shane, who we haven't talked to in a long time. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Wonderful. How you doing?
I am just so thrilled to know that you remember me as the girl who can swallow her tongue.
I mean, it was incredibly impressive.
It was.
And it freaked me out. I'd never seen anything like that, because you would swallow your tongue and then open your mouth and your tongue was just completely gone. Is that still a parlor trick that you whip out from time to time?
Oh, yeah. Sadly, when I'm asked what my talent is when I'm in those situations, you know, that's my first thing I go to.
I love it.
Tongue and lick my elbow.
Oh, you can lick your elbow. So there's basically no pill you can't tackle, correct?
Oh, I can take a mouthful of pills.
All right, we're going to have to get you in here at some point just to demonstrate, like some sort of bizarre sideshow.
Yeah, where are you now, by the way, Samantha?
I'm in South Philadelphia.
You're in South Philly. Okay, and we see you're still modeling, because we're looking at your Instagram account and it's nothing but modeling pictures.
Yes, sir. I've been keeping at it strong.
Wow. Good nice. For you.
Very thanks. Charitable. Yeah. And, of course, an incredible tongue.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Marissa asked me to ask you to, if you could, Instagram a video of you swallowing your tongue so that she can repost it.
I will definitely get on that for you guys.
Nice. Yes, and you have to come by and visit us sometime.
Absolutely. We're neighbors.
Excellent. All right. Well, cool. Well, good to catch up very quickly. And we'll make sure people check this out. It's Samantha_Shane. If you're looking for bikini pictures, you will not be disappointed by her.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Samantha. Good to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Nice to hear from you guys, too.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. I would ask her to do it while she's on the air, but it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
You can't really. You can't tell.
Well, what
radio.
Are you going
to
be?
It was so strange.
Yep.
You know what we want to do? We want to play a game.
Yes.
We want to play a game. A chance for you to win some prizes, and a game that is pretty interesting. It's Marissa's idea. We're going to do Loop There It Is, where we've taken a segment of a song, looped it, a very short 1 or 2 second segment, and looped it over and over and over. But this is the clapping edition that we're going to be in. Can I play this?
Yeah, you can play that.
Everybody clap your hands.
So everything
come on, y'all.
That Marissa has put together,
check it out, y'all.
Is exclusively clapping moments in songs.
Yeah.
So there's either it's just clapping and that part is looped, or there's a part where within the song people are clapping along to the music and she's looped that together. I think it's going to be pretty damn hard to pull this off.
But this one's going to be a little bit more difficult. We heard one that's going into the roster that we all got, but I'm, you know, you got to You got to have a very attuned ear to pick these out.
Yeah. And we're also going to try something new, another of Marissa's ideas for Loop. There it is. And we'll see if it works or if it doesn't. So if we go through three callers, because we go to one caller at a time, we play it for you. If you get it right, obviously you win the prize. If you don't, we go into the next caller. If we go through three callers and they don't get it right, in the past we would just say, oh, no, you got it right.
Hit the road.
It's this. And then we would tell you what it is. And then we'd lose a chance to give something away. So what we'd like to do is if you're listening along and for some reason you can't call in and you know what it is, text in what you think it is. If we go through three callers and we don't get a winner, we'll grab a random texter.
Shut the front door.
That texted in the right answer, and we'll get in touch with them and give them a prize.
Wow. So there's literally no way to lose unless you lose.
Unless you lose.
And the other, but there are so many options to win, you're going to insult us if you don't.
If unless you lose, there's no way that you can lose.
I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'm just excited.
All right,
and so, I know that no matter what happens, the blame can fall squarely on Marissa.
Because it was her idea.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, thank you, Marissa. But it's just another opportunity for you to
I love it.
Participate in the game.
Love
and
it.
If we do pick you, we will call you and get in touch and get you a prize.
This is exciting, seeing the sun come out
yep.
on a day that was supposed to be very overcast, and now we're hearing this.
Oh, that ain't nothing, man. Hang on a second.
My
Hi,
God.
Stephanie, are you on the phone there, Stephanie?
Yes.
All right, Stephanie, why are you calling us?
Because I just won $1,000 from texting in for the birthday box.
Oh, my God. My heart can't take this.
Stephanie, we just had her text in the word fans, and sure enough, we randomly drew your number, and that means now that we have $1,000 in cash for you, my dear. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Stephanie, hey. Just for moving your fingers a little bit, you're going to earn as much as some people earn in a year. All right,
no,
maybe that's overstated.
That's a little bit much. Stephanie, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
Nice. Wilmington, the home of that $1,000
yeah.
in the home of tax-free shopping.
It just went even further.
Go crazy.
Wow, that's huge. All right, congratulations to you, Stephanie, and thanks for listening to MMR for all these years. We appreciate it.
17 years. Thank you, guys.
We love you.
All right, Stephanie. Thank you. $1,000. Yeah. It's just that simple, my Woo. Friends. Your next opportunity to win comes up at 11 a.m. So make sure that you are listening when Pierre will reveal what the next word is. And you just might win $1,000 like Stephanie did. And thank you also to our friends at A&T Chevy in Sellersville. And we won't only do it at 11. We'll also do it again at 1 and then at 4 and then at 6. And that happens for 6 weeks altogether. All right, so we're going to try Loop. There it is, the clapping edition. And remember, if you know what this is, text in what you think it is. And if you are correct, you might win if we don't get a winner on the phone lines. It's just a fallback, a little safety thing.
Well, it is a little bit more difficult. So yes. We're just increasing our odds. Marissa's idea, which I think is a valid one, and give everyone a decent shot at this.
Now, what I don't know is what we'll give them. That's the only other thing, Marissa, as far as a prize
we'll
goes to the
out.
Callers on the line. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff that we can give away.
How about okay. some store-bought eggs?
Refrigerate. No. Make sure you refrigerate them after you buy them. Okay, we're going to go to our first caller, and it is Loop. There it is. We have Kevin who's on the line. Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man? Kevin, I'm going to play a looped song, and it's just the clapping portion of the song. If you can identify it, you are going to win a prize. You ready to try this out, man?
Yes.
All right, Kevin, here we go. This is a really iconic one, too.
Oh, my
you
God.
You should know it.
I have no idea.
All right, now, there was talk of a clue, potentially.
Play it from the beginning again, Casey.
Right,
take it
right.
back to the beginning. Listen to the very beginning
all right,
here,
all
right, Kevin.
All right.
Here we go. I didn't think up clues ahead of time.
This
so
is difficult.
I don't know.
I know the band.
Kevin, you want to take a guess?
Dude, I have.
All right. Sorry, Kevin. We got to let you know. You know what I'll do is, since we have this text thing going along as well.
Yeah, you're
going
to see if...
We'll go through three. If we don't get a caller, before I reveal, I'll be able to reveal what it is at that point because the texts have already come in.
Yes.
I'll give you guys a clue.
Do you
see if you can get it right.
Do you see anything on the text board that...
I did.
It's up there?
Yeah.
Right answer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People will get it. You know.
You know.
Somebody listening will always get it. All right, let me go next to Dave. Hey, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Come
on. Back to the beginning, Case. Back to the beginning, please. All right, Dave, loop, there it is. I'm going to play it for you. Ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. All right, Dave, any idea?
I'm going to guess, say another one, Bites of Dust, maybe?
No. Dave! Sorry. That's incorrect, but at least thanks for taking a guess. Let me go to one more, see if we can get a winner here. I have Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Snarf.
Tom, here's your loop. Here we go. Tarm. All right, here we go. Tarm. Wow. Tom?
Yeah, I have no freaking idea.
All right, thanks anyway. All right, so, Marissa, you went ahead and got a texter on the line? Even though we didn't know we weren't going to get three incorrect there?
She's being proactive.
Proactive. Okay. Like the hair restoration.
So this person already knows the answer. I'm going to give you guys a clue because I thought the clue thing might be kind of fun.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Billy Mack.
Billy Mack.
No?
Billy Mack.
Crickets.
Mm.
Do you want to tell him what
Let me go to
was?
Nick then, our texter, our random texter. Nick, are you there? Nick, do me a favor. Tell me what song it is.
Steve Miller Band, Take the Money and Run.
That is correct. Oh! Billy Mack is a detective down in Texas.
Yes.
So, Nick, we are going to set you up with a prize. Casey, what All kind right. of prize are we going to set up Nick with?
We are going to set up Nick. Well, here we go. I thought the prize was going to be written down there, but it's not. So I'm just going to randomly hook you up with an Avengers Infinity War prize pack, including two Fandango movie tickets, a cinch bag, Funko. Wait. Oh, okay. I know what a Funko thing is. Funko Mystery Mini. A mini poster and a T-shirt. Stay tuned for details on your chance to win $1,000.
All right, Nick.
Courtesy of Avengers: Infinity Wars in theaters April 27th.
All right, Nick. Hang on, we'll get
that. Sounds awesome.
Okay, so just so I'm clear on how we're doing this.
Listen,
I thought we would go through three callers first, and then if they didn't get that right, then we would just grab. We don't need to talk to our texter. You can just I'll give away the answer, and then you give me a name. I'll say the name. We're good to go. Because we might call a texter. They may not answer the phone. There's no guarantee we're going to get them there. Is that cool with you guys? See, we've never tried this before.
Listen, what makes you comfortable makes us comfortable.
What do you want to do, Marissa? You don't care? Okay. Whatever.
Marissa is far better than we are at this, but we are too stupid to understand it. So we're going to go with this way because it seems more comfortable.
Or should we try that again? I just don't want somebody to get on the phone line and thinking that they're going to win when they have. Or do you, Marissa? Tell me what. Would you do? Tell me what the hell's
going on?
What's going on
right now?
Tell me what's going on.
Well, when I talked to the texter, after the second caller didn't get it correct, I pulled up the texter and I said, if the third caller does not get it right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And you have an opportunity to win.
All right, we can do it that way then.
What the f- is this?
All right, just as long as they don't have expectations.
Nope. Okay. All spelled out for them.
All right, thank you very much.
We got that?
We are playing loop. There it is. All right. Let's go to another caller and get another loop on board. And I'm going to go to Samantha. Hi, Samantha. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Samantha, you ready to play?
Yes.
This is the all clapping edition of Loop. There it is. Listen closely. These are tough ones. And here is your loop.
Oh.
I got it.
All right, Samantha.
There's going to be a heartache tonight. Is
incorrect. Very good guess.
I hear that, though.
Incorrect. Yeah, I hear it, too. Back to the beginning here.
Are we playing the game right? Right. We're playing it right now,
Let me go to Matt. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, buddy. All right, Matt, I'm going to play your loop. You ready?
Yeah, I already know I'm not going to guess it.
Try it. Just listen.
Yeah, have faith in yourself.
Listen closely. Here we go.
Oh,
amazing how many people don't know the title of this song, by the way. I'm looking at the text. Yeah.
Matt, you know this.
Matt, any idea?
No, sorry.
All right. Thanks anyway, bud. All right, let's go to one more caller. We have another Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
All right, your loop. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. All right, Matt.
No clue, guys. No clue.
Oh, my God. I thought this is actually an easier one.
Yeah. I did, too. All right, that means we're getting a random texter on the line and somebody who texted in the correct answer, which means we'll have a winner more than likely here.
Would you like me to use enhanced audience reaction,
Oh,
Preston?
I forgot. Yeah, you do have enhanced.
Oh, I can do this.
Audience reaction.
All right, so we'll see if the answer is correct.
And if they get it right, you give us an enhanced audience reaction.
Yeah.
The texter just got put on hold again as I was about to hit the button and see if they could give us an answer. And now they're on hold, which means that I can go to John. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on?
John, I need to know what that song was. Do you know?
Rock and Roll Part 2.
There you go. That is correct, sir. Hang on a second. We'll get your information. And for John, we are going to give you a case of Yard Saison. You can bring on the warm weather with Yard Saison. The refreshing summer wheat beer goes great with whatever you grab and you want to throw on the barbecue. It is brewed right here in Philly. Grab some Yard Saison at Joe Canal's Delran on Route 130 in Delran.
May I say that I believe we have it down to a science now?
I think we do.
By the way, the name of the song is not... Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Hey!
Which some people were texting in.
You are correct.
That is how it goes. Was correct.
Yes. It's Rock and Roll Part 2.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Hey! By Gary Glitter. All right, let me go next. We're doing Loop. There it is. And I have Lisa, who's going to take a stab at this one. Hi, Lisa.
I ride my bike and grope you.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Do it again.
Go ahead.
It's from years ago when there was the Center City grope guy that was riding around on his bike.
Oh, my God. That's kudos to you. That's got to be 9-10 years.
Wow, it's a Lisa. Memory that keeps me warm at night.
All right. Glad to provide that assistance.
You're good, Lisa. Let's see how you are at deciphering claps in songs when they're looped, which is what we're doing. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Here it is.
Whoa.
I see the title of this. I never would have gotten this.
See, the loop throws me off. I hear
it. That's the whole idea.
I hear it in the very beginning, and then as it continues, I lose it.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, any idea what song that is?
I'm gonna be wrong, but is it Sweet Dreams?
No, incorrect.
Made of these?
No, not Made of These. Not Eurythmics. Sorry.
Gave it a shot,
Thank
though.
You. Thank you, Lisa. All right, I have Mike S., who is on. Hi, Mike S.
Acai
alang kong kong. Acai alang kong kong to you, sir. In the spirit of now.
Acai alang kong kong. All right, here is your loop, buddy. Here we go. Wow. I'll be shocked if anybody gets this, even on the text. Mike?
Like my angry washing machine, but I have no idea.
Yeah, it sounds like a printing press.
You're right. That's incorrect. Sorry, man. It does sound like a washing machine. All right, one more call. I'm going to go to Mike. We're playing Loop. There it is. Mike, are you there?
He just gave up.
Hey, Mike? Yeah, I think we lost him. Let me go to Ryan. Hey, Ryan?
Yeah, me.
All right, Ryan, listen up. Here it is. One more time. All right, Ryan.
I think I'm going to know it after you tell me what it is.
Yes, I might. You might know that.
I'm going to guess Kokomo.
No. Oh, no, that's good, though. No. Yeah, thank you. That is absolutely incorrect. Sorry about that. But apparently, we have somebody on the line.
Are you kidding me?
Via text who is going to get this right. All right. And I'm going to go to Denise. Hey, Denise, how are you?
Oh, my God. Are we on the radio?
Yes. Well, I thought she was going to say,
CJ, there you go, yeah.
Took her a moment. All right, Denise, do me a favor. Before Denise answers, do you want a clue?
Yes, please, because I have no effing idea.
Okay. Should I tell them the artist? They got too much of a clue?
Too much of a clue. How about Billy Mack?
No.
How about...
I, well...
They're watching you.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
They're watching you. That's your clue. They're watching you.
Well, hold on. Hey, quiet in the room. Oh, my God. Out of context.
I'll play it again for you.
Please.
They're watching you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I think I know what it is.
Say it if you know it.
Is it Private Eyes?
I don't know. Denise, is that what it is?
It is.
Yes, it's Private Eyes. Yes. From Hall & Oates. Denise knew the answer, so you weren't giving anything away. And Denise, congratulations. That sounded like you dropped bacon onto a hot frying pan.
Oh, I grabbed a whole bunch now. By the way, all the people in these sound effects have been dead for decades.
All right, Denise, we are going to give you a case of Yard Saison. You can bring on the warm weather with Yard Saison. The refreshing summer wheat beer goes great with whatever you want to throw on the barbecue. And it's brewed right here in Philly. Grab some Yard Saison at Ott's Medford on Stokes Road. Congratulations, Nick.
I don't mean to throw another wrench into this pile, but can we hear the clip that goes along with it, or do we not have that?
We don't have that.
Because I don't understand the context of where this is in that song, even.
Well, it goes, Private Eyes, they're watching you.
All right.
They see your every move. Okay. Private Eyes, they're watching you. Private Eyes, they're watching you.
Okay, so just, can we just do that?
Washing machine.
Not every song's going to be Private Eyes, Nick.
Oh. All right, let's go to Eric next. Eric, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy. All right. Loop, there it is. Now, this is tough. This is not an easy game, but we want to give you a shot at this. You ready to go?
I am.
All right. All right. Loop, there it is, the clapping edition. Here is your loop. Now, somebody ought to get this one. Jack and Diane. Yeah. He said it, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. That is correct, sir. Yeah. Hang on a second, my man. We have an Avengers prize pack for you, and we're going to give you two.
What was that?
Casey punching the microphone.
Is that a clip?
We're going to give you two Fandango movie tickets, a cinch bag, Funko Mystery Mini poster, and a T-shirt. And stay tuned for details on your chance to win $1,000, courtesy of Avengers in Infinity Wars. Which is in theaters April 27th.
Should we do the part there, Preston? Down, down, down.
Oh, that's the beginning. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. Little Diddy.
Bam, 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 bam.
Didn't they add that? I think they added the clapping sound.
Did they?
Post-production, yeah. That it was a good song, that Mellencamp was happy with how it went. But one of the producers in the room was like, this needs something. And literally, they added that clapping sound.
John, can I see you in the studio for a second?
Interesting, because if you listen to it.
Dog, add clapping.
In the, like, if they had a snare drum before, they took it out completely because you just hear the clap. You hear the bass drum and you hear the clap. And it sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Interesting note. All right, we'll go to another caller as we are playing. Loop, there it is. And I've got Hunter on the phone. Say, Hunter, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Hunter, we're going to throw a clapping loop at you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, listen up, because here it comes. Okay. Wow. That's a good loop, Marissa. Hunter, any idea what that is?
No. Song 2 by Blur. I don't know.
Nope. Sorry, buddy. All right. Thanks for guessing. Let me go to Jim next. Hey, Jim.
Hey. Privilege.
Privilege. Privilege. He grabbed that, went for it, and I love it.
Jim, here's your loop. Listen up. By the way, I'm playing about 10 seconds of this for everybody. Okay. Jim, any idea?
Jack and Diane.
Again? No. All right. One last caller, and then we're going to have to go to a texter if we don't get it correct. With this caller, it is Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Good morning.
The good morning. All right, Shannon, here's the loop. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon.
All right. I wish you'd give me a hint.
No.
The only clapping song I can think of right now is Give Peace a Chance.
Is Give That's Peace, give a, peace chance. A Chance. Yeah. No, that is not John Lennon. The give clapping. Peace a Chance. Yeah. That is incorrect. Sorry, but thank you for playing along.
All right,
anyhow.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, too. I'm going to go to Ashley, our texter. Hi there, Ashley. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I know you know the answer. I'm going to give these guys a clue. Do you have any idea what it is, guys?
This is probably wrong, but...
Nope, that's incorrect. A lot of people were guessing Footloose, and that's not it.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint that ought to give it away.
Okay.
It was not only a popular song on the radio, but it was a popular song on television as well.
Okay. I think I know then.
Say it out loud.
I'll Be There for You.
That is correct.
Hey!
From the Friends theme song. And Ashley, you knew it, so we're going to set you up. We got a prize pack from the Avengers. So congratulations to you, Ashley. Hang on just a second, and that includes two Fandango movie tickets, cinch bag, a Funko Mystery mini poster, T-shirt, and you can stay tuned for details on your chance to win $1,000 courtesy of Avengers Infinity War in theaters April 27th. So, yeah, it was hard to hear it, but... So no one told you life was going to be that way. And that's it. Let's try another one for Lupe. All right, over to listener Steve, who's on the line. Hi, Steve. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Excellent. All right, so we're ripping out a fresh one for you here. man, this one.
No one's going to get this.
Marissa played this for me. I, for the life of me, couldn't get it, but let's try it out.
Someone else could nail it.
We could have a texter that gets it right, or Steve could nail it right off the bit. You ready, Steve?
I am.
Here we go.
I think I should know this.
Okay.
I have a guess.
Steve?
I got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, no. All right. Sorry, man. It's a hard one. All right. Let me go next to Scott. Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, Scott. You want to hear that again?
Yeah, I guess.
You sound excited.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of texters are getting it correct, though. I'm going to go to Scott. You have any idea?
Yeah, man, I got no clue.
You got none. All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
I'm trying, but you had me potted down, and you're holding the thing down. There we go.
And you're snorting.
And you're snorting.
And you're snorting.
That's the new sound effect for your incorrect.
There you go.
All right. I will go to Adrian. Hi, Adrian. Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, Adrian. Okay, here we go. You ready for the loop?
Please go.
Clapping only. Here we go. Adrian?
Gotta be Gwen Stefani, Holler Back Girl.
No, incorrect.
It's gotta be.
It does not have to be, and it is not. And rather than give you guys a clue, I'm just going to go to texter Eric, who got it right. Eric, will you please tell us what song that is?
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. Okay, now, bitch, tell us what the answer is.
Car wash.
Yeah, car wash.
Oh!
Working at the car wash. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And it starts off with clapping, right, Marissa? The very beginning of the song starts off with that clapping.
I heard Ico Ico.
Oh.
I heard Since You're Gone.
By the
I
Bell Stars. Since You're Gone is not bad, too.
Yeah.
And Cecilia?
Sure.
There's a lot of good clapping songs. All right. Since Eric got it right, we are going to give him tickets to join Steve and Casey Boy at the AAA 400 Drive for Autism Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race. And that is on May 6th, race weekend at Dover International Speedway, May 4th through the 6th. And it's 3 days of great racing, so much more, including pre-race concert with Bret Michaels. Tickets to the AAA 400 Drive for Autism start at just $50 at DoverSpeedway.com. All right, one more?
One more.
And that is it. All right, I will go next to John. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, John, you ready to try this out?
Sure.
All right. Yeah, what the heck?
You can tell they're rabid to play the game.
What the hell?
I haven't gotten any of them so far.
All right, hang in there, man.
Maybe you get this one. I think you got this one. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that's a pretty good one. What do you think, John?
Man.
Who?
He
said,
"Ah,
man."
No, is it What I Like About You?
Yeah!
Yes!
Wow, good.
By the Romantics. You are correct, John. Hang on a second, and we are going to set you up with a case of beer. I believe we have
a
case of Yards Saison. You can bring on the warm weather with Yard Saison. This refreshing summer wheat beer goes great with whatever you want to throw on the barbecue and is brewed right here in Philly. Grab some Yard Saison at Roger Wilco on Route 73 in Pensauken Township. So he got it right. Congratulations to John. Those are hard, man.
Those were hard, and he nailed that one. He wasn't going to get it, right?
That is easily. I didn't think he'd get it. I thought it's, this was the most difficult version of this contest we've ever run, and there's still plenty of clapping songs that we could go back to sometime. And if you have any ideas about something for us to focus in on as far as Loop There It Is goes, let us know. If there are a lot of specific moments in songs that you want us to try looping, we could do that.
This morning, we gave you the clap.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right here on the Preston and Steve Show. All right, with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a moment or two, so make sure that you stay close. We still got a bunch to go.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Prince Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are you ready for love? Well, Steven Singer Jewelers has hand-picked diamonds paired with beautiful mountings to create a stunning engagement ring that's ready to go right now. Check out his Ready for Love diamond engagement ring collection online at IHateStevenSinger.com and have it shipped immediately for free, all at the perfect price. One place, one price. Steven Singer Jewelers.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Nick wanted to mention charity event that's coming up, and it's in conjunction with your nephew.
Yes, sir.
Who has a leukemia.
Yeah, my nephew Luke, he's 4 years old. He's a great kid, and he's doing well, but leukemia is one of these things that when it affects a child, it obviously affects the family as well. Luke has a brother, my other nephew Tommy. So we're doing this thing called the Big Climb Philly. It's on May 19th, which, as you may or may not know, it's the same day as the MMRBQ.
Yeah.
But I'm actually glad that it's the same day because we're going to go do that in the morning. We're doing the FMC Tower, which is the relatively new skyscraper in West Philadelphia near the 30th Street Station. And there's over 1,000 steps, so we're going to climb to the top of the building and make a big party of it. Luke's going to hopefully be there if his health allows.
What time is it?
I think it's going to start around 9 in the morning. But basically, we need climbers and we need money. So we're looking for donations and we're looking for people who want to participate in this climb. It's like many of these events where it's a little bit of physical activity and then it's a party that goes along with it. So, Preston, you have a Walk a Mile in Her Shoes coming up. I have the Big Climb Philly. All of the information for both of those events is up on PrestonandSteve.com. But we'd love for you to participate.
Nick, look at it this way, because the same day as MMRBQ, you will burn off the beer calories.
Absolutely.
Beforehand by climbing all those steps.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you need any information, you can email me at nick at WMMR.com or you can go to PrestonandSteve.com. And like I said, we'd love for you to participate and be a climber. And if you can't come, we will happily take your money. And that all goes to the Pennsylvania Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, PALLS.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
Real quick, a couple of quick shout outs and then something actually that I noticed. I legitimately noticed. And
wow.
I want to share it with you. This email says, I was hoping you'd give a big shout out to my cousin Brittany and her fiance Michael to celebrate the birth of their son, William Michael Brough, B-R-O-U-G-H. Is that how you would say that?
Yeah, right. I think so, yes.
On Thursday. Now, this was last week. Now, Brittany used to be an intern for you guys a few years ago, and I know she is still an avid listener of your show, and this would absolutely make her day. We've had a few Britneys that we've known, and I would need to see a picture of this particular Brittany, but I'm sure I'd recognize her and the second I
your saw her. Ability to recall faces amazing. And names is uncanny. You're almost like Mary Lou Henner.
But William was born on the 12th, 7 pounds, 7 ounces, 22 inches long. Much love and a juicy wet shart. Sharts galore to Britt, Michael, and William from Daisy and Harry. Thank you. So a shart, please. And congratulations, intern Brittany. Having a baby. That's cool.
Look at this. All the families that have been started because of our intern program.
It's happened. Here's another one. It says, hey, I'd like to request a shout out from my friends, Wiggles and Jamie, who are moving across the country to Oregon. They're both longtime fans of the show, and I know that they've been podcasting on their journey out west. My wife and I moved out here to Oregon from Philly 2 years ago, and we're super excited to have Jamie and Wiggles come to live here in our new home state. And that is from Zach Crass, who lives in Gresham, Oregon.
Gresham, Oregon.
So a shout out. And good luck to you guys on that drive. Maybe you're already there. I might be a little late with this. And then here's another quick one. It says, I'd appreciate if you could do a special 30th birthday shout out to my friend, coworker Amanda Schmidbauer. Her birthday is April 20th, but any day is fine since we listen every morning. Thank you so much. And that is from Cindy Doherty. So here you go. And a happy 30th birthday coming up.
You know, just a quick, I just wanted to say thank you. There were a couple of nurses that came out to this food truck event, and I told them to email me their names. I don't know if they remember to do it, but they stopped by the MMR tent. I was there for this event, and it's dining out. The dining out event is this Thursday, and I don't have the names, but they know who they are. They stopped by, and there's a bunch of them that listen to CHOP, and they're wonderful, and we can't thank them enough for the support. So
all the nurses at CHOP.
Yes.
I saw that event. I was also down there, and that event looked real. The food truck event, I mean, I know Dining Out for Life is their biggest event, but that looked pretty damn big.
Preston, you would have diagonally across from me, chicken and waffles.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we have some gourmet trucks in the area, and the stuff was great. I happened to be in, I guess, Waffle Cove,
because
it was all around me. But the waffles are big, sweet and savory, chicken, just amazing.
Nice. Excellent. All right, so would you like to hear what I noticed?
Please.
Yeah, okay. Do you need a theme song?
Or is this a civilian noticing?
No, it's not a civilian noticing. It's a noticer noticing.
This is the noter noticing
the
this.
The noticer noticed this,
so,
as he is wont to do here,
so,
Monday through Friday on the Preston and Steve Show.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Harry Anderson died. We were talking about that earlier this morning.
I noticed that, too.
And, well, what I noticed. I realized that. But anyhow, we were talking about his co-star on Night Court, Marky Post.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how we all thought she was gorgeous. So I went and I just did a search on Marky Post to remind myself what she looks like. And I pulled Marky Post up and then I go to images. I don't even scroll down like two rows down, and just a full on beaver shot right there.
Right. But was it a doctored Marky Post shot, or
it wasn't even her. It was just a naked woman showing all her bush, showing the world. And which was a nice, it was a lovely little surprise. I wasn't expecting that. Now, I don't use Google. I use Bing. I find it to be a better search engine personally. But anyhow, I get kind of Google's kind of boring to me. But Nick, there it is. Nick just pulled it up right there. It's an Asian girl with her legs spread. Kathy, look at that.
Do you know what it is, Preston? It is a rule
on any
search engine. It's 2 degrees of beaver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? In fact, Nick, you didn't even have to scroll down.
No.
It's not even her. It's not even close to remotely looking like her.
How did that search warrant?
How did Marky Post come up as Asian girl spreads her
right.
beaver in your face?
So do me a favor. Type in Asian girl beaver and see if Marky Post picture comes up.
All right. Nick is going to put that in right now. I don't see.
That's where it gets overly
slow.
All right,
Steve.
What?
Here's a white girl.
There's a Caucasian girl.
That's weird. We're on our way to Marky Post.
Type in Elizabeth Warren.
All right. Who's that?
The senator, Elizabeth Warren.
She's a senator from Massachusetts.
Yes.
Why? Super hot.
Okay, and you just want to see what
she's going. Not super hot.
Are you are you serious?
No, but all right,
but see how many down before you get to something.
No, so there's nothing with her. I
there's Marky Post right there.
No, Elizabeth Warren. I guess like Marky Post. People have looked for Marky Post sexy photos in the past.
Yes,
put up Elizabeth Warren porn. Right. And then let's see what comes up.
I feel dirty for doing this.
I know. It's wrong and accomplished.
Jesus. See, here's the thing, Preston. That picture of Hillary Clinton you saw on my computer yesterday.
I know.
I was initially trying to say, I got to use Bing. I was using Google.
All right. Oh, you got to use Bing, dude.
I got to use Bing.
If you want,
Bing runs the previews for you.
If you want dirty stuff, Bing by far.
Listen,
is the search engine.
It's for our jobs.
Hey, you know what? And that's immediately what made me think of it. Okay, because I pull it up and immediately I go to images and that's the first thing that pops up on the screen. I'm like, if I worked anywhere else, I would get in so much trouble for that.
Absolutely. But here you raise a certain question here, Preston. All right, how many pictures counting from upper left to right after you enter Madame Curie will you find a porn picture?
I don't know. Let's find out. All right, so this is on Bing, right?
Yeah. You want to take a guess?
I'm going to say it's a lot.
That's going to be a lot.
I'm going to say it's at least 50. Probably more than that. Nick is scrolling down. No, it's going to be way more than 50. These are all legitimate
pictures. Because you know, sometimes...
Here's Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
You'll get an obscure... All right,
put in Madame Curie porn.
All right.
So all right.
Just add porn to and see if there's some kind of fetish.
That, yes.
That she... She comes. Yep, sure enough, there it is. But nobody dressed like
that. But
you
see, it's
instead of porn.
It just keys on porn. There's, right, and I'm insulted.
Nude. All right, nude. Nope.
Same shots, pretty much.
All right, how about Albert Einstein?
Porn or nude?
Albert Einstein porn.
Okay. All right, hang on a second. We'll try one more thing.
We have to be fair here.
Yeah, we got to cover.
Einstein, come on.
Both genders.
Look at the picture Einstein. Of my ripped Einstein. Look at that. And then there's one of his dong hanging out. The first picture.
All right, here's one.
Go back.
Here's one of him shoving dollar bills down a girl's panties. All right. Anyhow, I just noticed that, and it's
the noticer noticed
because it was out of nowhere. I was expecting, you know,
real Marky Post pictures from Night Court, and she was also on the Fall Guy, wasn't she?
I think she might have been.
Yeah.
All right, I also noticed that the first American woman since 1985 won the Boston Marathon.
How about that?
Yesterday, a female won the Boston Marathon.
Since when?
First American woman to do it was in 1985, but she won. So
the whole
I guess
thing.
She won the whole thing, beat the men, everybody.
I think the top seven.
That's what I understand.
I think the top, and correct me if I'm wrong here, top seven places in the marathon were women this year.
Maybe. And the crazy thing about this is she actually stopped.
To have lunch.
What?
No, she waited because her friend had to use the bath, had to take a bathroom break.
And she still won.
And she won by 4 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In marathon time, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. If you're that good and you are actually running to maybe win, do you actually stop and wait for your friend to go to the bathroom?
That's what I'm wondering. So it says here, Desiree Linden, that's her name. She won it, and she prevailed despite waiting on her compatriot, Shailene Flanagan.
Who had diarrhea.
Who took a bathroom break. Oh, I don't know about that. Flanagan stopped over an hour into the race.
Yeah.
Linden waited, even though the move cost her 10 to 15 seconds.
She also stopped for a mani-pedi.
Hey,
by the way, she did not beat any of the men.
Yeah, it's the women's division.
Really?
Yeah.
See, my wife told me she won the whole thing.
Your wife is a liar.
No, it was a Japanese man that won the men's division, and he won it in nearly two hours and 16 minutes, or just under. And
Preston, I believed you.
Listening to my wife again.
Here's the deal. I didn't believe you for a second, but I bit my lip because I didn't want to sound sexist, but I was like, there's no way.
I didn't think so either. Because
that's why it seems so something to be amazed at.
Okay.
That this happened. And now we find out
you're not
someone's married to a liar.
Yep.
But she's a well-endowed liar. That's why you suffer those lies.
She's a two-time U.S. Olympian, by the way.
Rochelle?
No. Desiree
She
Linden.
Lied about that,
She
too?
Lied about that, too. She said she
God damn it. She can't just even know what a shot put is.
Despite her brief spot, she had prevailed by more than 4 minutes.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. So Rochelle misread it.
Listen, it's still impressive, guys.
It's very impressive. Are you kidding me?
Because usually...
She stopped and took a full dump.
Usually the Kenyan women will win their race.
So it was a ton of American women at the top. Not a Kenyan until... Ninth place.
Was it? That's very impressive.
There's a Canadian who finished in third, but a lot of American women at the top. And then I was watching Action News last night, and Jim Gardner was about to throw it to Cecily Tynan for weather in the 6 o'clock break. And the producer of that particular broadcast was also running in the Boston Marathon.
Oh, okay.
And her last name is Shore. I can't remember what her first name is. Mitzi Shore. No. She just died. It was one of the producers on Action News. Anyway, she finished the Boston Marathon in like 3.5 hours. So congratulations to her.
How about Preston and Steve?
That's what I was going to ask. Feedback on Preston and Steve, which is Preston was in is in a wheelchair and was pushed by Steve. What are the last names, Casey? You have them right in front of you?
Preston is
That's a weird name.
You got it, right?
It was a different name. It's nothing standard.
And Steve, like Cinco or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was Steve Cinco. And any word on him?
No.
They just have shots of them running in it.
By the way, the weather was horrible.
Well, I was about to say, yeah, it was terrible conditions. A lot of people either dropped out or didn't finish.
Okay.
Windy and rainy, the same conditions that led to the yesterday morning's commute. Stuck with them all throughout the race.
By the way, this gal, Lyndon, who had won, was not confident of even completing.
I don't believe you.
26.2 miles. Now, this I'm reading. Oh.
You said she stopped for a full turkey dinner and still won.
Somebody texted in the Noticer, fake news edition.
Yeah, no. Normally, you'd be... I would have... Listen... When you hear something like that, that to stand out from all the marathon news.
Look at these a-holes here.
What?
No, Preston, women did not meet the men. Fake news. Fake news. No, it's just an idiot. Idiot news is what it is.
Wow. Well, it was. Listen, as Kathy pointed out, still a wonderful accomplishment. Look at the weather they're running in. Here's a picture of the nightmare.
Hold on. Somebody on the text board, though, says she did win. I can explain. Is it a joke?
No, I don't think so. She won the women's because Nick had all the time.
She beat everybody.
She beat
everybody running any race yesterday. She beat them.
All right.
And the Canadian was eighth, Nick?
No, Canadian was third.
Oh, third.
Sorry.
Right. Well, Canada is North America's Kenya.
Yeah. Everybody knows that. All right, I noticed something else in case you guys are interested.
Ooh,
hey, look
maybe
over there.
This will be accurate.
Wrong button.
Look over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look over there.
Oh. Be confident. What you're about to hear did not come from Rochelle.
No, this comes from Taylor Swift. Did you guys catch the version of the song September?
I kind of like it.
Do you really?
Listen, September, the original version, is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
But I was so
September was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Badia.
I love it. But she did it as a sort of a ballad.
Yeah, and kind of a folky thing as well.
I was so prepared to hate it that when I liked it,
I don't really care for it. Some people are like mad about it, which I'm like, that's just silly.
Like mad about you, mad or
no, angry. Okay. that she would take this song and change it like this, but
shut up.
You can do whatever you want.
Women are doing everything. Look at the woman beat all the men in the Boston Marathon. wake up, people.
All right.
Women are leading now.
Let me
winning the Boston Marathon.
Shut up. Let me play this.
Do you remember the 28th night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders. Chasing the clouds away. Our hearts were ringing in the key that our souls were singing as we danced in the night. Remember how the stars stole the night away.
Banjo and stand-up bass.
I don't like it. Right? It's not horrible. It's a different... She commits to it. You can't argue with the fact she's good singer, talented musician.
No, I like her. I definitely like her. You know what? I only heard a smaller clip than this, Steve. It's all right.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I ain't mad at it.
What do you think, Kathy?
It's okay. Yeah, I love her.
And even if you don't like it, why get angry about it?
I know.
You know, that's such a waste of
time. Is it September, Nick? Is it cultural? Is that what they're saying? Because it's Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No. I didn't hear anything about cultural appropriation. But, I mean, like, you take a...
Month appropriation?
No, you take Sound of Silence and Disturbed did their version of it. Uh-huh. And it was a huge, huge hit. But the people that didn't like it were, how dare you? You know,
relax.
Although I did like one comment said... I liked this song until you guys started rubbing your D all over it. I thought it was pretty funny.
But in that case, they took a song that's sad and made it even more sad. In this case, they take one of the most ebullient up songs,
mm-hmm.
and it's a sort of touching little ballad.
Ebullient?
Yes, up and wonderful, happy, and it's the residue around a duck's anus.
Okay.
No, that's recalcitrant, isn't
that's
it? Right.
That's recalcitrant. No.
No,
that's recalcitrant.
All right, but anyhow, I guess this is coming out in on her next album. I have no
idea. Or is it just a one-off?
Might be a one-off.
Yeah.
You know what? Fill in whatever you want. And that's what
I do know.
I've just done a high with the Boston Marathon win. And Taylor Swift had the long legs to do it. That's why she came in first.
Oh, Taylor Swift has now won the Boston Marathon. Okay.
She's tall, right? She's like 5'11".
She's like a 6 footer, close to it, yeah. What were you going to say, Nick?
I was going to say that.
Okay, then she won.
Yeah.
A 6 footer.
All right. I noticed another story.
Ooh, more from the noticer.
Mm-hmm.
We've had audio. We've had incorrect information. What's next?
I don't know. I'm trying to turn down the music so I can hear you better, Mr. Announcer. All right, I just found the right button to do that with. How about this? Let's talk social media.
Social media.
The one thing kind of went away, by the way. I know we were going to talk about it, that one platform that was surfaced a month ago.
Vero. I signed up for that thing.
It's gone now.
Is it gone?
Well, nobody talks about it.
Did you ever do anything with this
thing? I have it. I have corresponded Tina Marie and a few others. Amber, who else? A couple of guys are on it. It's basically inert. The whole idea of it's called Vero, and the concept, I have to log back in because it's been a while since I've been on it. It's more about sharing music and things that you like, and it's supposed to extract the acrimony of social media, but it's actually achieving that by having no one on it.
Yeah, nobody's getting pissed. Yeah, because...
You know what it's like? It's like the Matrix. And they said, you know, the first time we did this, right. We made it a paradise and everyone was happy.
Yeah.
And it failed. It was miserable. It was rejected wholeheartedly.
Because it didn't seem real.
Because people didn't. Yeah. People want the chaos. They want all that insanity that they say they don't want.
I'm not saying that it's the architecture or the infrastructure is a little weird.
Vero, that's what it was called? Right.
But it's if someone else jumps up and look for me, I'll friend you or follow you. And you rate the level of your acquaintance. So it's either an acquaintance, a friend, or a good friend on that level. So you can start to break it down into different groups.
All right. Well, I noticed social media.
Social media.
That's right. Fake Instagram accounts. You know what those are called?
Mm-mm. What?
Finstagram.
Finstas. Yes.
Fake Instagrams or Finstas?
Yes.
Finsta is the baby in the Looney Tunes commercial cartoon.
And real Instagrams are Rinstas,
by
the way.
Do you remember Finster Baby?
Yes, I do.
It was actually a mobster who was super small.
I do remember it. It's how that movie came out.
Yeah.
What was that called?
With the Wayans.
Yeah. All right, anyhow, moving along. New research from...
Baby's Day Out.
It wasn't Baby's Day Out.
Black Baby's Day Out.
No, it wasn't Black Baby's Day Out either.
Oh, man.
It was Little Big Man.
Little Big Man, let's say.
Isn't that it?
Yeah, I think that's what Dustin Hoffman, isn't it?
What's the story that you have?
Holy
Kathy.
Hell!
Jesus, take the wheel.
All right.
What's the name of that movie with
you have the internet over there, Nick. Could you please
Christ's sake, he's all Brady when he uses the internet.
Yeah.
I thought we got it.
Wayans.
No, Little Big Man is with Dustin Hoffman.
No. It's Big Little Man.
It's got Damon Wayans in it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it Damon Wayans? Hang on a second.
Marlon Wayans?
Folks,
they're both in it.
Okay. Marlon and Damon. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last Boy Scout. That's what it was.
No.
Mo Money?
No, it's not Damon. It's Sean and...
Oh, Sean. Yeah, Marlon.
Marlon.
All right.
Yep.
Marlon Wayans.
I'm sure our text messages are full of who has it by now.
Doing it this way.
I'm done with the Finsters, too, by the way. We got to move on.
Little Man.
Little Man.
Little Man.
Little Man.
Little Big Man is about the Indians and Custer.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, here's the Finsters.
The Finsters.
Okay. So using a fake Instagram account is called Finsters, and they're apparently... it's an accepted place for people to build up an ideal view of their lives. New research from from Pennsylvania State University.
Woo!
Surveyed 106 undergraduate students who had both fake Instagram accounts, Finstas, and real Instagram accounts, Rinstas. The data revealed Rinsta accounts were rated higher for escapism and archiving, and found Finsta had two unique aspects. Number one, it is an agreed upon place for everyone to be inappropriate and silly.
And silly.
Two, most users are doing the opposite of the normally seen positive self-presentation on other platforms. So basically, it's a chance for you to be an a-hole. It's almost a release you to have a fake Instagram account.
I'm an a-hole on my own account.
And yes, but this, you can be even a bigger
a-hole. One.
Yes.
More caustic or more out there. So it's a release.
Yeah. And in fact, the study co-author, Jim Kang, said on Finsta, users posted inappropriate and silly pictures, not just for self-expression, but also posted these pictures as a way to bond with their friends. That is, to make their friends laugh and to archive the crazy moments they share together. Finsta accounts were also found to be more common among female students than among male students. So it's the ladies that enjoy doing that. But the thing about that is if you're going to be inappropriate, you still have to be careful because you're showing yourself in pictures doing this type of stuff. And if these things come back to you,
and they can,
which you when you're trying to get out and find a career or things along those lines, it can absolutely in some cases it can destroy your life to some extent.
That's the one thing that people still, after all this time, well, one of many things they still don't realize is that it floats out there. It's for the getting. That's why who is it? Just recently, there was someone who was a celebrity who was up for a role, and there was something that was posted on Instagram a while ago, and it came back and to bite him in the ass and lost the role.
My cousin was posting stuff. This is a few years ago. Pictures of her doing bong hits and stuff like that. And I'm like, look, I know you're having fun with this. Trust me, I really understand. It's a lot of fun, and you don't mean anything by it. But I'm like, look, you're getting to the age where this stuff, you're going to be looking for a job. You're going to be looking for employers. And you could find something, and then all of a sudden this comes back and bites you in the ass. I said, you need to stop doing that.
Unless you're going working at a pot dispenser.
But I was like,
you're right.
You got to be ready for this, because this is where we are. You're leaving a complete track record of a whole bunch of stuff that somebody could easily, that doesn't like you, could dig up and turn it around on you. So you got to be careful in that regard, even on your Finsta.
Finsta.
All right, one last thing that I noticed. I know we got to take a break. Case, can
one
I take this phone
call?
More thing. I noticed that Steve's dad, or Preston's dad of Preston and Steve, who ran in the Boston Marathon, is on the phone line.
Excellent.
Right now. So we have Steve. Wait, Preston's dad's name is Steve?
I didn't know that.
Crazy. I think our interns got this wrong. I think it is Steve, the guy who ran.
Is this Steve, the guy who ran?
No, this is Steve Preston's dad.
Oh, Steve is Preston's dad.
Why
up is down, cats are barking, dogs are meowing.
Yeah,
I know, just to make things more confusing.
All right, so Preston's dad is Steve, you're Steve, and how did everything work out yesterday?
Well, they got to mile 12, and the rain was just horrible.
Yeah.
And 25-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah.
They got to mile 12, and Preston was done.
He couldn't
do any more, so they had to drop out.
Well, for even many seasoned marathon runners, tapped out because it was that bad.
Yeah, it really was. But, we are still so proud of Steve and Preston for getting out there and even starting, because even at the time that they started, the rain was just coming down sideways, and they were both such troopers to get out there and try.
Steve, were they at the finish line when Taylor Swift came across?
Stop it.
Something we talked about earlier.
Never mind. Don't worry about Steve. Well, listen, for them to even get out and take a stab at it, with as bad as it was cold, it was windy, it was rainy. That's cool that they made it that far too. So how many hours did they run then?
They ran for just about an hour and a half.
Okay.
12 miles?
God, that's enough.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they sat out probably for about a half hour before they even started, because they had to line up and wait at the starting line.
Yeah, right. And Steve, it looked like it never relented.
It really didn't, and it was just pouring all day into the night.
Okay, definitely one of the more formidable ones. Do you happen to know the plans of the next marathon? Are they going to do a makeover on this, or I should say?
I don't know. Steve hasn't said so yet, but we seem to get that feeling that he's going to try to run Philly again to qualify for Boston again.
All right. Okay. Awesome.
All right, cool.
But I don't want to speak for him, but if he does, certainly he's going to have our support.
And ours as well.
Yep, excellent. All right, well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate the update, and give both those guys our best, okay?
Thanks. You guys rock.
All right, you rock, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, so Preston and Steve.
12 miles. That's in that crap.
Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, good for them, man. All right. Listen, thank you very much for listening to The Noticer, but we got to wrap things up and take a quick break. We'll be back in a second or so. Jackie, the lovely Jackie.
Yes.
On our hottie cam this morning in conjunction with Hooters and their big event that's coming up on Thursday, and it is the South Regional Swimsuit Finals. You can get out there. It starts at 8 o'clock. The swimsuit pageant. And Hooters, by the way, is here with their new smoked wings. You can stop by their King Prussia location on Gulf Road as well to try them out. The swimsuit competition is taking place at the Concord location.
Oh.
But visit Hooters.com for more information and also their menu. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
WMMR and A&T Chevy present MMR's Birthday Bucks.
Birthday!
It's our birthday and your chance to get the gifts. We're not talking a five spot and a card from grandma. Oh no! This is your shot to win $1,000 cash five times a day. Tune in at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. as well as 1, 4, and 6 p.m. You'll hear that hour's keyword and simply text it to the special contest text number 40772. One random texter wins $1,000. MMR's Birthday Bucks, five times a day at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. Sponsored by A&T Chevy in Sellersville, where Chevys really do cost less. Complete contest rules are available at WMMR.com.
All right, it's time to get to the Bizarre File, so let's do that.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning is brought to you by Todd B. Jacobs Personal Injury Law Firm. Getting the compensation you deserve or you don't pay. 267-687-0379. And it's tbjacobslaw.com. Well, what would you do if you saw a group of 16 kangaroos running towards you?
I would run myself.
When a man recently broke into the Ballarat Wildlife Park in Victoria, Australia, he let 16 kangaroos escape. When he cut through a fence in order to reach some offices.
Some of those suckers can get big.
Yeah, they can. And the zoo said the burglar did not locate any money and that the staff searched the streets of Ballarat on Friday. I'll tell you what I'm laughing at in a second. To round up the escaped kangaroos, they believe they got all the animals back inside their facility safely. It was one of the early internet pictures that I remember seeing. It's a kid at a zoo, and he's looking at the kangaroos, and they're just banging away. Yeah.
It's a classic meme, yeah.
I absolutely love that. All right, moving along. Florida investigators released DNA evidence they said helped lead to the arrest of a woman suspected of dressing up as a clown and fatally shooting her future husband's then wife 27 years ago.
So she dressed up as a clown and then murdered the wife of her ex.
Yeah, this is it was her husband's ex.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is pretty wild, and this 27 years old. Prosecutors said that recent forensic tests conducted by the FBI concluded that hair fibers found in a suspected getaway car could have come from Sheila Keen Warren. The nearly 3,000-page report also included financial statements, witness statements, and previously unreleased police reports.
And these are her shoes, 30 wide.
Keen Warren had long been suspected of disguising herself in a clown costume and murdering Marlene Warren on her front doorstep in 1990. Authorities arrested Keen Warren on charges of first-degree murder in September 2017.
Nothing to laugh about.
At the home that she shared with her husband, Michael Warren, who had previously been married to Marlene Warren. Prosecutors have said that they would seek the death penalty. Now, authorities have not ruled out Michael Warren as a possible suspect in the slaying, though he was on a trip with friends at the time that his wife was slain. So Marlene Warren had opened the door to her home nearly 27 years ago to find a clown in an orange wig and red nose holding two foil balloons and carnations. The clown handed her the gifts and then shot her in the face and then drove away.
How crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Why even do the trappings of a clown and sully that industry?
Keen Warren and Mike Warren had been rumored to have been having an affair before the victim's death. Witnesses' statement said Marlene had confronted Keen Warren about the affair with her husband. The two denied ever having a relationship. Michael Warren's employees told detectives that he had said he would never divorce because his wife would get half his assets. So Michael Warren,
all his clown costume.
Michael Warren and Sheila Keen were married in 2002 after he served almost 4 years in prison for grand theft, racketeering, and odometer tampering.
Because
He worked at a car lot.
Think of the insanity of dressing as a clown. You could just put a burlap bag over your head and, you know, shoot her when she opens up the door.
Well, maybe she...
I'm not trying to give her tips.
Well, maybe she thought she'd see, you know, look out the window and see that it was a delivery of some sort and then open the door. If she saw it was her or somebody in a burlap bag, she might not open the door.
She could have dressed as a Jehovah's Witness.
But that's pretty messed up, yeah. Roman Anthony Mira pleaded not guilty Wednesday to second-degree attempted robbery for reportedly trying to rob a Girl Scout and her mother outside a Tacoma grocery store.
How loathsome.
Police believe that 23-year-old Mira, along with an accomplice, tried to rob the girl and her
mother.
Some
of those trefoils, too.
And the prosecutor said trying to rob a Girl Scout selling cookies would be among the worst ideas we've seen this year. Jenny Dubois and her Girl Scout daughter, Halea, were at the stand outside a grocery store when they say two young men came up and demanded cash. Jenny told detectives the one she identified as Mira displayed what she believed was a handgun underneath his shorts and said, "Give me the money and you and your daughter won't be hurt." My mom just stood up and said, "Why are you doing this? Just walk away," Halea said. After a few moments, they did. They left without cash or cookies. They got
so
shut
they're
down.
Hardcore criminals.
Detectives looked at surveillance video and believed that Mira was one of the suspects. His bail is set at $100,000.
Don't do this. Okay.
Yeah. Drug addicts. I mean,
you think so?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He didn't have a gun because he already spent all his money and he hawked his gun, if he even had one, for drugs.
Yep.
I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The father of a teenage girl who demanded Wi-Fi access at bedtime said that his family would have perished in a house fire if she hadn't taken no for an answer. French expat Patrick Duran was tucked up in bed with his wife, Sandra. He had gone to bed early in preparation for returning to work, but his daughter, Alexandra, woke her dad up, asking him to go and explore why her internet connection had been lost.
Uh-huh.
He said, "I was absolutely knackered and only opened one eye to tell her to wait until the morning.
My knackers hurt."
But she was quite persistent, he said. "I'm so glad I got up because all three of us would have died."
So was there a fire by where the router was?
I don't know if it was by the router. He said, after going downstairs, Patrick became concerned by a light burning smell. He said, the more I looked around and I could start to see thin smoke, it was coming through the walls.
My knackers are tingling. Something's up.
He said where the cables run into the garage. So maybe it did directly connect to the Wi-Fi. He said, I thought something had overheated and tripped the plug sockets. When he opened the garage door in his search of a screwdriver, he was confronted with flames and thick black smoke from his 5-month-old tumble dryer. Oh, it was his dryer.
His dryer.
It was drying his knackers.
His knacker sock.
Yeah, and it had been on standby since it was used at 5 p.m. The burning plastic from the tumble dryer was dripping onto the washing machine below and
next to his oily rags of nitroglycerin.
In the end, he said, I ran to get a fire extinguisher, which I always keep in the car, and fire ambulance crews arrived a short time later. But they would not have made it out. He wouldn't have gotten up if his daughter didn't try to find out what was wrong with the Wi-Fi.
I wonder, for the dryers, how many house fires are caused by the lint and everything getting caught in the exhaust?
Yeah, my wife has a bit of a paranoia about that.
As do I.
Yeah, we can't leave it running if we leave the house.
No.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I know. Because she says you never know. All right, cool.
Well, she takes a lot of time creating false facts about Boston marathons.
That's right. All right, and then one last story. You know what, Steve? I never got to this one last week. Things got a little too hot in the steam room for one Manhattan gym. A lawsuit claims after three men fixed their gazes upon an unwitting visitor, dropping their towels and started pleasuring themselves.
In front of this guy.
He said, I'm relaxing. I'm sitting in the corner. It's very meditative. The alleged victim said of the initial vibe during the quick lunchtime break at Equinox Gym. He said, the steam clears and I look across from me.
These are our knackers.
This gentleman sitting pretty close. His towel is open. His legs are spread and he's looking right at me. And the guy next to him was rubbing the man's inner thigh. He's looking right at me. His towel is off, and he's pleasuring himself. The out-of-place gym goer really began to sweat when he realized a third man in the tiny space was also spanking it and looking at him.
I have no use for rooms like that, steam rooms and old dudes there with their deli junk hanging out.
He told
you don't want to hop in the pool and then go into the steam room?
Yeah, I'll meet you in the pool. Please make sure the oil from your ball sack spreads out.
He told the front desk, but nobody took any action. The man identified only as GB in court papers alleges. Equinox had known for as much as 10 years prior that similar wrongful acts were occurring in his steam showers. And this is in court. He said, it's a problem, and it's something that every gym in New York City, not just Equinox, has an issue with.
You'll come for the steam, but stay for the circle jerk.
The November incident left the single dad shaken up. The gym thoroughly investigates complaints and did exactly that in this case, a spokeswoman said, while we maintain a zero-tolerance policy for any inappropriate behavior in our clubs. But the gym allegedly refused to revoke the offender's membership, by the way.
So, they're that's totally cool with them, I guess.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have for you in the bizarre file for now. Let's take a break. I have the last of our Super Troopers 2 screening movie passes to give away. It's tonight at 7:30. UA King of Prussia. You need to be there by 7 o'clock. So we'll take, I think I have 9 of these to give away. Oh, Bill will be so happy. I don't have 10.
That's a perfect number.
9 callers. You get to go 215.
Beautiful number.
263-WMMR. Give us a buzz to see if we can put you on the list. We'll be back in just a moment. And we have, by the way, Jackie and Ryan on our hottie cam right now, who are here from Hooters. And they have their big regional, South Regional Swimsuit Finals at the location in Concord. And it's Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Make sure you don't miss it. But check out our hottie cam. We'll be back in a moment.
Peek behind the radio curtain with the MMR studio webcam. Available at PresidentSteve.com or via the MMR mobile app. See occasional hotties, famous faces, and if you're lucky, monkeys riding border collies.
I know that you didn't win the $1,000 at 8 a.m. Because we had a get in list for Stephanie, who called in earlier, and congratulations once again to her. She won $1,000. But that doesn't mean that you're out of the running. Oh, far from it, my friend. Still, 4 more chances left today for you to win $1,000 with MMR's birthday bucks. So, 11 a.m. is the next opportunity, which will be here before you know it. And then at 1 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock. And this goes on each and every day, Monday through Friday, for a pretty good stretch here. So, make sure that you are with us at those times. Your chance to win coming up. Let's do today's lesson question, and we are going to see if we can get ourselves a winner. Tickets as UFC brings the best mixed martial artist in the world to Atlantic City's Boardwalk Hall on Saturday. And the question I have for you is, what's the penalty for stabbing on a golf course? 215-263-WMMR. What is the penalty for stabbing on a golf course? If you were listening earlier this morning, you heard it, you should give us a call. 215-263-WMMR, and we will do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you this morning by Astru, South Jersey's sports specialty retailer. You can visit them in Marlton or online at AISTRIU.com. What do you have this morning, Steve?
Well, the LAPD task force that busted counterfeit makeup dealers selling phony Kylie cosmetics might have underestimated the amount of human fecal matter in the ripoffs. In fact, the task force says if the rouge did manage to make your cheeks red, it's because there was blood in the poop. Farrah Abraham infuriating her Instagram followers on Friday by sharing a video of herself getting her butt plumped full of collagen as her 9-year-old daughter Sophia looked on. Abraham says people are being ridiculous and that she was just observing Take Your Daughter to Work Day.
Oh, my God.
And finally, over the weekend, it was revealed that John Cena and WWE diva Nikki Bella have called off their engagement and ended their relationship. Bella was reportedly devastated by the development and openly wept as she went bungee jumping using one of Cena's neckties. And that's your Hollywood trash.
All right, let's see if we can get an answer. What is the penalty for stabbing on a golf course? 215-263-WMMR. It is Brian that I'm going to go to. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Brian. So what's the penalty for stabbing on a golf course?
Two-stroke
penalty.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. Hang on just a second, Brian. We'll get your information. Take care of business. We are going to give you tickets as UFC brings the best mixed martial artists to the world, or in the world, to Atlantic City's Boardwalk Hall on Saturday. And top lightweight square off as Muay Thai wrecking machine Edson Barboza meets the Motown phenom Kevin Lee. Plus, New Jersey's own Frankie Edgar faces revenge-minded Cub Swanson in a highly anticipated rematch. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Before we get to music news, it's a Tuesday. Why don't we see how things have been going in the other part of the MMR studios as we welcome listener Bob this morning.
Yeah.
who just got a tattoo. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Bob, I'm great. You needed a world-class tattoo to go with a world-class beard that you have.
Thank you, and I got it.
That thing is badass. Tell me, before we get to your tattoo, how long have you been growing that beard out?
Probably about 5 years. But
5 years?
Yeah, in that time, I've cut over a foot off to keep it even.
Wow. Really? So, yeah. I like how it's coiffed. He didn't go all the way out to the cheeks. I mean, it's trimmed tight to the cheeks.
But it's like Pam Grier.
It's a lot like Pam Grier.
Yeah.
No. But I could. Could you ever grow facial hair like that?
I grow like a. You remember Steve Reeves, the old Hercules, or
just
contours to the face. It doesn't fill in all the right spots.
Yeah,
and it's not very good. It's better than Johnny Depp, but not as good as that.
Bob, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Douglasville.
Okay, and we had RC from Tattoos by RC do the handiwork. What is your tattoo all about? Describe it to us.
Basically, it's a take on the Queens of the Stone Age logo. They usually their logo's a Q, but this time it's a skull that kind of stands in for the Q with a big slash going through it.
Okay. Huh. Nice. Are you a big Queens fan? Or
yes, I am.
Okay, nice. Excellent.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's a very cool look to it.
Unique take on that. Where are you? What do you do for a living, by the way?
Right now I'm unemployed.
Okay. And if you were working, what would you be doing?
Don't know.
Okay. You don't know.
I only say so because in case you have a special skill, maybe we can put the word out there.
What would you like to do?
I do a lot of photography stuff. But,
oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. Mostly wildlife.
All right.
Comic books.
Yeah, I used to work at a comic shop for over 3 years.
Oh, which one?
In West Reading, one up collectibles.
Okay.
Huh. All
right, so you write in Steve's book.
Absolutely. Yeah. Would you ever consider taking pictures of comic books?
I did that, yeah.
Okay. It's combining both, your loves.
All right, cool, man. Anybody want to say hello to while you're here?
Oh, yeah, I'll give a shout-out to my mom, my sister, say because you guys are Game of Thrones fans, Brienne of Douglasville.
Oh, nice.
of House Kelly.
Formerly of Tar.
My friend Grant, who's here with me today.
Cool, man. Excellent. And, well, we hope you enjoy the ink, man.
Oh, absolutely. Seeing RC draw it on by hand was incredible.
Nice. How you doing, RC?
Doing well. I'm getting back to work more and more. I know I say it every time I come here, but I have no choice. You know, spring is here and people are coming in.
Spring's a time for working.
It really is.
Yeah.
At the studio, that is.
Oh, okay.
So the more people show skin, the more they want tattoos on
their
skin.
When it happens is now.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Believe it or not. Yes. But, I mean, a lot of people talk about it, and wintertime really is the best time to get it, but springtime is when they want to. Because they see it.
So, yep. if you are thinking about it, you may want to think ahead next year or, you know, as we start to move into winter and try it then. There's less of a demand.
The pool time, you know, like if you're going to be swimming, you know, you got to think about that.
Yeah.
I get a lot of people coming in and they're like, oh, by the way, I'm going to Cancun this weekend. I'm like, no, not a good idea.
Yeah. You'll get infected. It'll be a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
All right. Well, good to see you, RC. TattoosByRC.com. Yeah. And thank you, Bob. Enjoy your tattoo, bud. Nice to see you. All right. We have to do music news, and that's what we're going to do.
Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR. Yeah!
Nick just pulled up the picture of the kangaroos banging with the kid in front of it that I was talking about earlier this morning. I love it. It's brought to you by Skull Shaver. Attention, bald guys. Shave your heads in less than 90 seconds and say goodbye to Nick's cuts and scrapes with the all-new Pitbull from Skull Shaver.
I love it.
Use promo code BALD at skullshaver.com for exclusive discounts. Let us begin with some news about Metallica. They're All Within My Hands Charitable Foundation announced on Monday that its first day of service is going to take place on Wednesday, May 23rd, with the band and the foundation inviting fans across the United States to volunteer for a day of community food banks the band supported during last summer's North American tour. Its cooperation with Feeding America, Metallica made contributions to its local partners in each city that the band visited during its 2017 stadium tour. With the aim of continuing to support the fight against hunger, Metallica is encouraging fans to give a few hours of their time on May 23rd to make a difference. Metallica has posted a list of participating food banks along with more information about how to sign up to pitch in that day. Each registered volunteer on May 23rd will receive a special All Within My Hands t-shirt commemorating the foundation's first United Day of Service. Volunteers must register in advance, and walk-ins will not be accepted. So you got to get on that if you want to help out and get the T-shirt and all that stuff.
Look at this picture. Lars looks like Skull Man.
Yeah.
That's a bad picture.
He's thinned all the way back.
Yeah.
For those who do not live near one of the food banks listed on the site or are unavailable to do anything on this day, the band encouraged visiting feedingamerica.org You find a local food bank in your community.
They're good people, Metallica.
The sons of Stone Sour and Slipknot vocalist Corey Taylor and Slipknot percussionist M. Sean Clown Crahan have launched their own band. Video footage of singer Griffin Taylor, drummer Simon Crahan, and two more unnamed bandmates performing Slipknot's The Devil and I and Dead Memories in the rehearsal space has been posted online. Corey shared a stage with Griffin last July when the younger Taylor, who was then 14 years old, came on stage to sing Stone Sour's song number 3 with his old man.
They didn't like him.
Corey had told a Wisconsin radio station at the time, first of all, he's a natural. He'd never done anything like that before. We didn't even practice on stage with him. I'd never felt that kind of pride in my life, man. Aww. I was like, oh, you've got the Taylor curse now, dude. You're screwed. Griffin was born in 2002. Billy Joe Armstrong's new band, The Long Shot, made its live debut on Friday at Oakland's 1234 Go Records on April 13th. The show followed on the heels of The Long Shot's debut self-titled EP, which made its way to stores and streaming services last week. Unfortunately, I don't know. I still don't know who's in the band. I haven't seen anything about that.
Well, is it Record Day this Saturday?
Is it this Saturday?
I think it is. Is it not?
Not 100% sure.
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
All right, so you can, you're a vinyl man now.
Well, my, in fact, I'm getting my turntable hooked up today.
There you go.
So I'll have it up and running a little bit later on.
You'll be spinning the hot wax.
Armstrong revealed the act to the world earlier this month on Instagram. And finally, System of a Down guitarist Darren Malakian's long-dormant side project, Scars on Broadway, is going to release a brand new single and video April 23rd. The track will mark the first new music from Scars since the song Effing, and by that I mean the curse word effing, just that was the name of the song. No wonder it didn't get a lot of radio play. Came out in...
Yes, we're very excited to start playing effing.
2010. The band itself, now rebranded Darren Malakian and Scars on Broadway, has undergone a complete overhaul with none of the members from the group's 2008 debut, including System drummer John Dolmayan, appearing...
What the hell are you talking about?
...on his new song. Malakian is explaining the personnel changes in an online post, saying, "Nobody quit. When I first started Scars, I always said that it would be different lineups from album to album. Depends on the type of direction I want to take. Different musicians work for different styles. That's partially why I added my name in front of the band." So
exciting news.
Yep, that's all that I got for you this morning in music news. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. One more stop off on the Preston and Steve Show before we hand it over to Pierre. Another shot at winning $1,000. We'll tell you about that and more when we get back. Stay with us.
Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats with You Worry Me on MMR. And Pierre has a Pierre Presents coming up with that group. And you'll need to check the details with him as far as how you can win your passes to go to that event. But it's going to be Wednesday, June 6th. A little ways off. And it's a noon thing. It's a middle week, middle of the day, real cool event where you get together for an intimate acoustic performance and a Q&A at Ardmore Music Hall. And Pierre is the host of that whole thing.
There is a ticket raid for said event this Saturday, Record Ooh. Store Day, at Ardmore Music Hall. And it's from 12:30 to 2:30. And so you can win tickets. And the event that Pierre's hosting is not until June. That's June 6th. But this Saturday, 12:30 to 2:30, you can try and win tickets to see Pierre and do that interview.
And you can't buy tickets to the event.
No,
right? It's invitation only, which is cool. And it's sponsored by the new Sam 76 from Samuel Adams Beer, which I bought not that long ago. It's really good beer.
Really?
I liked it, yeah.
What do you think? Who do you think they sound like?
Oh, man.
I was thinking in a bizarre way, there's a little Hootie and the Blowfish.
A little Kings of Leon in there.
Little Kings of Leon?
Yeah.
I disagree with both of those. I don't know.
Okay, what do you think?
I don't know.
Do you hear anything, or is it all...
He hears fish.
I don't hear fish.
Or is it kind of just, original to itself?
No, you know what? I remember drawing a comparison when they had their first album out. I can't remember what that was.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it does
have... Nelson.
It does have some tones in there. No, that was Ghost.
Ghost was Nelson.
He was talking about was Nelson. Or no, Ghost.
No,
was
Hanson.
Hanson. Sorry about that.
Hanson and makeup.
Anyhow, thank you to the ladies of Hooters.
Yeah. Hey!
Ryan and Jackie.
Both competitors.
Been on our hottie cam, and they're both going to be competing. Yes, Steve, that is correct for the Hooters South Regional Swimsuits Finals, which is this Thursday at Hooters Concord. And you can come by and cheer for your favorite Hooters girls as they compete. And the contest starts at 8 o'clock. So the winner is going to move on to the 2018 Hooters International Swimsuit Pageant.
International.
So we hope it's one of the ladies here this morning. So we can say, I knew her. We
I was in her. Zermatt. Was it Zermatt, Switzerland, on vacation with my wife? And there's the I think, wherever the Eiger Mountain is, whatever town that's in, this incredible scenery, Preston. We're in this beautiful hotel. I look down, there's a Hooters in the
Hooters.
Park. Right there, right there.
Yep, exactly. Pierre Robert is here. Hey, ma'am.
Good day.
Good to see you, sir.
About the Eiger Sanction?
Yes, the Clint Eastwood movie. Yeah.
I read the book and the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I didn't read the movie. I saw the movie. Good day.
good day. Well, all righty then.
Well, all righty.
I guess we could go ahead and get the letter of the day real quick if you want.
You.
All right.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter
O as in Oreos.
All right. And we have two letters now. We need five all together. Don't forget, you can win an overnight dinner and show package from Valley Forge Casino Resort. Two tickets to see Tim Meadows from, or actually, it'll be live on Saturday, August 11th. And $100 dining credit, which can be used at any restaurant on property, including Revolution Chop House or Valley Beach Poolside Club. Tickets for Tim Meadows are available now at Ticketmaster.com, starting at $20. Valley Forge Casino Resort. This house is yours, by the way. How are you feeling today, man?
Fine, thank you.
You like putting on a badass show?
Yeah, I sure do.
Your show was badass yesterday. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, we had a lot of flashbacks from the Hall of Fame. We might have a few more. I see if I didn't get to any of them today. But it was fun yesterday, and it will be fun today.
Cool.
First of all, it's Double Shot Tuesday, and we've got double Hooters here.
Yes.
Well,
really, four.
Four Hooters.
Yeah. Well, it's Hooters squared.
Yeah.
All right.
Hooters squared.
Didn't know there were Hooters overseas.
Other oh, yes.
Than the band, the Hooters. But
actually, it was Hooters was started mainland China.
Oh, no, I did not know that. Wow.
Wow. Started in Clearwater, Florida. We were right by.
We were
the
by.
Very first Hooters.
By the first Hooters.
Casey really wanted to go there.
I did, and we didn't go.
Is it memorialized like the first Wawa?
No, but everyone knows that that's the original.
Wow.
And
the first Wawa isn't there anymore, is it?
No, it was replaced by a new one up the road.
The very first Wawa? Yeah. No, it's not. It's not there anymore.
Did you see, not to go off the rails and eat into your time, but the world's largest Wawa right here in PA. They're building one that will rival, that'll be the largest Wawa ever.
The biggest one was in D.C., I think.
Right.
Yeah, where's this one going to be?
This one's going to be in PA.
Yeah, but I mean, where in
that Pennsylvania? I don't know.
It's going to be around here?
It'll be in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. All right, Marissa is raising her hand. She might know. Marissa, do you know
it's
going to
be on 4th and Walnut right near...
Oh, it's in the city.
Oh.
And it's going to be like a whole new concept. It's going to be like really modern looking.
Lingerie.
Yeah.
Wait, 4th and Walnut.
4th and Walnut.
How's that possible?
There.
Yeah, that's in historic
that's
area.
By the Independence Mall.
Yeah, or maybe it's 5th and Walnut. It's right...
they're tearing down the Independence Mall.
It's right down the street from Steven Singer. It's in like an old empty building. There used to be like a bagel shop there.
Okay.
This crap's been around here since 1700.
Wait. Did you say by Steven Singer?
Well, this is at like 5th or 6th.
Okay. Suffice to say, though, it will be the world's largest anything.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it'll be the world's largest Wawa.
Okay, nice.
We should have right here where it came from.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
So anyhow, back to Pierre.
Well said.
Yeah.
So on the program, we'll have a Double Shot Tuesday. That'll be fun. We got tickets for the Philly Pops, which is going to be fun, coming up next weekend. We have birthday bucks at 11 and 1. And a visit to the MM Archives. We'll play Kaleo from a former Pierre Presents show at 1:30. And workforce blocks, including Tool and the Dropkick Murphy. So we have a busy day.
Sounds good.
The all call right. goes out.
Yes, let me thank our sponsors.
Beautiful, the man.
Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by. brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
the official coffee of the Preston and Steve show, and the Preston and Steve show runs on Dunkin'. Also brought to you by Turnersville Auto Complex. Shop Audi Turnersville, South Jersey's top certified pre-owned dealer, online at AudiTurnersville.com. And also brought to you by Dover Speedway. Yeah! NASCAR returns to Dover May 4th through the 6th. For tickets and info, visit DoverSpeedway.com. All right, tomorrow on our program, we go live on Fox Good Day. And our buddy, who was that?
That was me. That was
oh, you? Pierre, not bad.
Nice.
Really?
And our buddy, Carpenter Jeff Devlin, is going to be stopping
yes,
by.
He's a good man.
We'll see what's up with him. That is it. We are done. Ooh. Rage
Oop.
On.
Oop.
Have a great day, and Oop. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Harley Emery died? How is that even possible for Gunnery Sergeant Hartman? Who said that? Who the f*** said that? Who's the slimy f***? Who's the thug mother f*** out here to sign his own death warrant? Rest in peace, Semper Fi.
Next message.
This call goes out to all the Philadelphia sports fans. I love the Eagles. They just won the Super Bowl. I love the Sixers. Flyers playing the hated Penguins, and the Phillies hitting grand slam. Oh, my God, what a great time to be a Philadelphia sportsman. Woo!
Next message.
You know what I hate? Douchebags in cars that think they're in vets. Bruh, you're in a Focus weaving in between traffic and rush hour traffic. You look like an asshole.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.